Hey, guys.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Dan. What you doing?
Well, not only do I like to break a physical sweat at Bear Canyon CrossFit, but I like to break a mental sweat, too.
Oh, wow,
and I'm preparing our podcast, because Bear Canyon CrossFit just sponsored it.
Yeah!
Thank you, Bear Canyon CrossFit.
We're stoked to partner up with them, and we want to tell you guys, maybe you're the seasoned workout veteran, and you've been going to Planet Fitness for 1,000 years,
Captain America.
Just not getting the results you want. I think CrossFit could be for you, and Bear Canyon CrossFit is the best CrossFit gym in the ABQ.
In the universe.
Wow, amazing.
In the universe.
Yeah, and not only that, you get your first class free so you can try it out with no hassle, with nobody trying to get you to sign up for some commitment. Come check it out absolutely free. All you got to do is register at BearCanyonCrossFit.com.
They've got tons of pricing options and different classes. They got a HIIT class. They've even got CrossFit kids. So again, go to BearCanyonCrossFit.com for all the info. And thanks for listening to our podcast. Let's all wake up.
It's
time to get out
of bed. Let's all wake up. It's time to get out of bed. It's Friday.
Little massage, some aromatherapy.
Don't interrupt the man when he's telling a story.
You listen to the radio.
Friday, 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 Friday.
This Friday is just like last Friday.
Good Friday morning to you.
I love working here.
What are you going to wear on casual Friday?
Showtime.
Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
I'm feeling a little bit better today, guys.
We did it.
Good.
We did it!
It's Friday.
Oh, man! Made it to the end of the week.
Yeah. Oh, live to tell another day.
So happy. Wait, what?
6:09. Good morning.
Hi today. Oh, man, are you guys ready for this?
Let's do it.
Yesterday was allegedly the first day of fall, but it got cray-cray. High today of 77 degrees.
I hope it's true.
Oh, I hope it's true, too. Let's check your boy, Jim Fontaine from the Weather Channel.
Jim Cantore?
Nope, that one.
Why don't we say it correctly?
Cantore says the high today is going to be 76 degrees. Clear skies.
Yeah.
Feels like 60 right now. I hope this is true. Over the weekend, we're going to have a beautiful, lovely high of 75, high of 74.
Man,
oh, come on.
That's the perfect weather right there.
It is fall.
Bring it on, fall.
Bring it on down to Fallettville.
You growing up in Montana, Halloween was always the day that it turned to winter. I mean, you could always expect snow on Halloween up in Montana.
Mm. Hey, I just emailed this guy back. Just so weird.
Oh.
We're talking conspiracy corner.
Yep.
We just got the... And I'm not... I don't even want to say who it is.
Come on, give him a
tease.
No.
You just got a dude.
It's the next planet in the solar system, but it's this guy's name. That's all you get. If you're a conspiracy friend, then you know who I'm talking about. We just got an interview opportunity. Mm. This would be... It wouldn't be conspiracy corner. This would be conspiracy hour. And
wow.
People would probably want to just punch us in the face.
But you booked it.
Okay. I didn't book it. I emailed back and asking for more information.
Oh.
Like a careful, careful person would.
He wants to talk about Battlefield Earth?
Yeah.
The TV show?
Look who emailed us. Yeah. We got an email from the L. Ron Hubbard organization. And before you freak out, yes, I know, that's the Scientology guy.
This guy's a Scientologist?
No, we got it from... from Galaxy Press.
Right.
It's media
from,
relations
It's from
Galaxy
the people
Press.
That put
They're
out
They're doing a 30th anniversary of Battlefield Earth.
And this person would speak about the subject of alien life, potential alien life, and kind of how it's outlined in Battlefield Earth. I think we would have to record this off-air and just put it out there as something else.
You're probably right.
You know? So anyway, I emailed back. We'll see what happens.
Let's just do it.
Maybe I'll just do this for my personal...
I don't know why you're freaking out. Think about all the people we've interviewed. We've had the psychic on, what, twice? Yes. Steve-O?
Yeah, but this... Because I've read this guy's book, and I know what he thinks, and it's not what we think.
Yeah, we had Jermaine Dupri on the
show. I wasn't here for that. I don't know why you're freaking out right now.
You were here for that.
I wasn't. I was out of town, guys. I missed that one, remember?
For Jermaine?
Yeah, I was totally out of town for Jermaine Dupri.
We've had every 80s artist on The Morning Invasion. You name it, we've had him on.
We didn't have Michael Jackson.
Yeah, we did.
Every 80s artist.
Yep, that nobody knows anything about. We've had him on the show. Welcome. Morning Invasion.
Hey.
Big show today.
Huge.
I would like to kick it off with a story. Have you guys ever been attacked by an animal?
Well, yeah. We were on the news because we killed a bear, remember?
Yeah. You didn't kill a bear.
Well, yeah, we didn't kill it. It killed Steve-O. And this is actually...
it was very tragic.
This is a Steve-O body double.
I'm a life model decoy. If you've caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you know what I'm talking
about.
Get
in there. Get in there and do it.
These two were walking down into the beautiful, beautiful campus here at Calvary, and there was a bear, and Teo took a picture while Steve-O peed his pants.
Teo.
And they made the news for it. Bear's fine.
Bear's totally fine, or so I was led to believe.
Right, yeah. But yeah, there's we see it. I've been attacked by many animals growing up in Montana. But this woman, she was trapped. She's an 80-year-old woman named Barbara, and she was trapped in her house in Sussex, England.
Sussex.
They say Sussex.
No, they don't.
She was trapped for 3 days. And there was a pack of angry seagulls that wouldn't let her leave her house.
That's not what seagulls sound like.
Every time this poor lady tried to leave, they would block her and stop her.
It really does sound like the ones finding me.
It was truly a flock of seagulls.
Hey-o.
She called the cops. They said they couldn't help her because it wasn't a police matter. The poor thing. She finally made a run for it after one of them bit her leg and she needed to get to the hospital. But even though it ended up ugly like that, the police are standing by their decision not to use their resources to help her.
Come on. Outrage.
Gotta be careful, man. Seagulls, they're nasty. Like laughing.
Disgusting animal.
Laughing. Shoot you down, seagull.
That's
what I do.
Really loud.
Ran so far away.
Oh, that's a beautiful song. Right
yeah.
There. Sometimes you got to make a run for it. That's what I want to talk about. That's the theme of the show today. Sometimes you just have to get up and make a run for it.
I love it.
You know? You can't just sit there. You can't stand still in life, right?
Nope.
Make a run for it. So what? There's a flock of seagulls that want to, you know, rip you apart. You keep running. Every day I deal with, you know, someone trying to take me down. What do? I keep running. I keep my eyes set forward.
And, you know, you're learning how to use those haunches.
I am.
In more effective ways. And so you're picking up the pace, man. That speed, you're getting that speed.
I'm getting that speed!
And I ran so far away.
Didn't get away.
Okay.
That was good, bud.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would never, ever cease to encourage you.
Barbara, you're a hero. You did it. You got up. You ran.
Good job, Barbs.
Hope she'll be okay.
Is this the same Barb that Steve-O sang that song to?
It could be.
Steve-O.
It could be.
In high school?
Oh. Barbara, yeah. I'm like, what?
Gosh, yeah. I wish. Talk about speed. Somebody doesn't.
Took me a minute. Well, high school was a long time ago, man.
I know. What was it for you? It was probably like 30.
Stop it.
Do you feel like it was like 30 years or?
Oh, man.
Maybe 20. It was 28 years. 28 years ago. And I ran.
I'm coming up on my 20 year. Graduated in 1998. Pretty sure there won't be a 20 year reunion because there was 45 kids in my class.
Uh-oh. Mm. How many are still alive?
All but one.
All but one.
Yep.
Have you guys ever gotten like an email or a Facebook, whatever, and it's like somebody passed away or there was some terrible accident or whatever, and it was a person that you went to high school with, and then you remember them and you realize, I haven't thought about that person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel bad because you're like, that's a person.
Yeah.
And then you feel doubly bad because you're like, who's not here anymore? Mm-hmm. Who I forgot about. But you have all these memories with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's happened to me. Weird feeling.
Yeah, I mean, nobody died yesterday, but yesterday we were all downtown, and I walked into a store and ran into somebody I hadn't seen in 20 years.
So weird.
And just immediately was like, whoa. Yeah, you get that like flashback Ratatouille moment.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa. Did we just Matrix? It was weird, bro.
And then sometimes you slide into another dimension and you've made a life with that person.
But what if it was a dude?
Well, obviously not for me. I don't know about you, Steve-O, but for me, no. Never.
Man.
Could have just been his friends. We used to live together.
Jerk.
I don't even remember that.
Right? That's
unimportant.
So many years ago.
Man. Yeah, I had a friend named Dusty Hinton, and he would run with my group, and hung out with him a little bit after high school, but then we kind of went our separate ways, and it was probably about 5 years later, I found out he committed suicide.
Oh.
And then fast forward 5 more years, and I was sitting there going, I wonder what Dusty Hinton's doing. And I forgot that he had committed suicide.
Yeah.
I felt awful. Oh, Dusty. David O's and Dusty. We used to have some good times together. That's all I have to say.
Brilliant.
Took a turn, man. It got real serious after those seagulls. Am I right?
Well, you know, I was thinking, like, what if we... I mean, before Captain Sirius showed up, ruined it all. What if we did a thing where we tried to remember somebody?
Yeah.
Like, we were like, oh my gosh, like, scroll through your Facebook feed. Recently, I got added to our high school's, like, it's called the Morville High School Friends page. Good gosh. Who grew up in Mississippi? Raise your hand.
Yeah.
Oh. But check it out. It's our high school, and I'm talking people from every year.
Man.
Almost that the high school's been in existence. Not literally, because I think it started back in the 30s. But, like, there are people that graduated in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and then the early aughts, like me. And they're like, we're on the page. And so people will go and they'll put pictures up. Like, y'all, class of 79, remember this? 79, feeling fine. Wish I was still in high school. I'm a loser. You know, stuff like that. Yeah. They post all that. I could go back to that page and I could try to find somebody that I haven't even thought about in years and try to reconnect with them today on the morning show. What if we all did that?
Man, I don't know.
I don't want anything.
Don't make it weird. Don't make it some old girlfriend.
Yeah, but I don't know. So, maybe, okay. Yeah. We just got a question on the live line. 585 live if you'd like to chime in. Jay wants to know, what was the best thing about your senior year? And for me, I seriously was struggling to think and then thought, not being there anymore. Like,
mine was graduating.
Yeah, not being there anymore.
Yeah, my senior year was awful. I broke my leg.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, sports was my life, and I broke my leg my senior year, and I was out. It was over. My life was completely over my senior year. I was depressed. I hated myself.
Yeah.
I was mad at God. So, yeah, that was a bad question, whoever just texted that in.
Good grief.
Thanks for bringing all those feelings back up. Jeez.
Who do you want to reconnect with?
Weatherford, Oklahoma says run. Run away from this bit.
Why?
I ran so far away. Because not all of us were Zach Morris there, Matt Lott.
Huh? I was
No, I know, but I mean, I don't want to go back to high school.
I've gone down that rabbit hole before.
Oh, really?
Many years ago on Facebook. But here's the thing. My name wasn't Dex when I went to school. So a lot of people have a hard time connecting.
Well, my name was Matthew in high school.
Well, on Facebook, people probably type in Joe Toth and they can't find me.
Oh, you don't want to be found.
I don't want to be found.
Then we got to do this.
That's funny because my Facebook, the same thing. Like, it's just Steve-O. And so yesterday when I ran into the friend from high school, I knew somebody else in the store, and they were like, hey, Steve-O. And they were like, oh, you go by Steve-O? And I'm like, well, yeah, I have for like 20 years. You know, so we got to catch up and it was cool, but at the same time there was this like, man, so much of life has happened since then, and I don't have the same like hang-ups or weird pubescent quirks that I, you know what I mean, like
so why what's wrong with reconnecting then?
Because it's just be me apologizing to everybody. I was not a cool dude.
Could be a positive impact.
Yeah, that's
true. Could be a legit thing to do.
Yeah. That is
yeah, Leslie's
true.
Told me stories about you, Steve-O.
She has not. I went to high school with Leslie.
With Leslie.
Can I reconnect with your wife?
And you did.
I'll be like, hey, remember me? We were in theater together. And she's going to go, I don't. I'm going to go, I know, you jerk. Don't pretend like you did.
Yeah, you guys graduated the same year.
Yeah.
1997.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, we had like classes together. I remember
your
wife.
She totally ignored you.
She did.
Oh.
Her and Sonny, they were like the cool kids. She was such a jerk.
Do you want to reconnect with her today? I mean, you
maybe
could.
Maybe just to ask her to apologize.
I know who I want to reconnect with.
Whom?
There's a guy I used to hang out with. His name's Trent Dowd.
Okay.
I love Trent. We grew up together, and he became a semi-pro golfer.
No way. Whoa.
And we just recently, probably about 6 months ago, connected on Facebook. Because for all these years, he was never found on social networks. I've always tried to find him.
Right.
And finally, 6 months ago, he pops up on Facebook for the first time. And it's like, Trent! So I'd like to
Trip McNeely.
Him.
Okay.
Let me see if I can track him down.
See, recently I heard that somebody that I graduated with was put in prison.
Whoa! Oh,
really? I would love to find that person and say, is it true that you got put in prison? And just see what happened.
Wait, okay. But if they're still in prison, you can't connect with them.
Exactly.
They got Facebook in prison, man.
Okay.
Yeah, we learned yesterday from our Starline or the Live Line that apparently if you live in prison, you're just like living on top of the world.
They do not have Facebook in prison.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Jay apologized.
It's okay, Jay.
Somebody said, Teo. It's my boy, Leonard. He said, was high school the best 6 years of my life? Sure. It was.
Yeah. Okay. Well, today is September 23rd. 108 years ago, in 1908, the term bonehead was first used.
Bum, 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 bum.
Tell me what you gonna do.
When there ain't no man of mine.
I sent that song to them last night.
You did.
Did it bring back good memories?
Oh, so good.
Who do you want to reconnect with? Easy E?
Trent Dowd and I used to sing that song.
I think we need to reach out to Trent today.
Gosh.
That's how you can do it.
Boom, boom,
you can
boom.
Post it on his Facebook and you can say, this song made me think of you.
Yes.
Hope you're doing well.
Santa Fe says, just find an old friend you lost touch with. That's a good idea. Somebody you lost touch with.
That's what I'm talking about.
You just reconnect and be like, hey, man.
We have to, the three of us have to find that person and we have to call that person on the show this morning.
Man.
Okay.
Here's why. I had an idea for a movie a long time ago, and it was called Glimpse. And if you're out there and you steal my idea, I'm coming after you. So every day we interact with people.
Oh,
every
man.
Single day.
Yeah.
But a lot of our interactions are very brief.
And superficial,
so you
too.
Can meet somebody, and the one interaction you have with that person could be the only time that you ever meet them in your life. And that's all you get of that person. Which is why it's important as a Christian that you truly live your life following Jesus, so that when you do meet these people and they get a glimpse into your life, they see something different.
Right.
I'm not saying you have to like full out witness to them.
Right.
I know some people believe that's what you're supposed to do, but there are other ways to do that. Anyway, so here's the movie plot. This person, main character, starts realizing that every glimpse he gets into the life of these other people, he starts connecting the dots and starts uncovering this giant conspiracy.
Mm.
And that's just kind of a outline of
like
what it
was. Like the Truman Show?
No, not really. It's not like the guy's being filmed
or
anything. He stumbles into a bigger conspiracy, and it's only by putting all this stuff together, just by these little instances where he meets other people, that he starts realizing that something is up.
Yeah.
Something is going to happen.
That sounds cool.
And he has to stop it.
When are you going to start shooting?
We actually shot it back in 2010, and it got picked up for a minute there. Relativity Pictures was going to put it out, but then they fell into financial trouble a couple years ago, so we're still waiting on a green light.
Well, let me know when it comes out.
I'll let you know.
I'll watch that.
Pretty cool. Brad's in it, but see, now he's going through all his personal stuff, so I don't know.
We got the latest on Brangelina. You guys heard?
We can't call it that anymore.
That's true, we can't.
I haven't heard anything.
We don't have to talk about that because I was watching the news yesterday.
Sad.
Yeah, I was watching the news and celebrities, they put themselves out there, but then again, they're human beings. And so I just got sick to my stomach.
You're like, I don't want to know the ins and outs of
exactly.
this.
Exactly. The news just giving us these details, intimate details of what they believe happened because of what other people said.
Yeah.
And
it's all speculation.
I'm just going, if that was me and they were saying these things about me, it would be awful. So if we don't have to talk about it because it's probably not even true. You know what? I'm scrapping it.
Scrap. It's been scrapped.
It's been scrapped.
Scrap. I definitely think we needed to touch on the Tulsa shooting again because there's been some crazy developments.
Yeah, big time developments.
We got that this morning. Some good news. A woman in England, she called the police in Massachusetts. She called 911, but she lives in England.
Wait, what?
And I have the 911 phone call.
Oh, gosh.
It's hilarious.
Okay.
And we got a letter to get to this morning, kind of what you were just talking about, Teo, about, as Christians, some people only get a glimpse of us.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of goes with what this email is about. Someone wants to know when they're eating out with their friends who aren't Christians, should they still pray over the food? Should he still pray over the food? Or should he
pray over
just his food? Am I showing them Christ when I do this? So we'll talk about that. That's good.
Yeah, man. So right. good.
What else we got going on? Don't forget about Monday, the big debate on Monday morning. A little teaser for
you. Dex was already preparing,
Steve. I know.
I hope you're ready. Like, I walked in his office yesterday, and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm getting ready for the debate.
I am full on against the death penalty.
Oh. He started like,
And there's so much in the Bible.
Yeah, that's what I walked in on. He was in it.
Oh, yeah. I got some good stuff for the big debate because we got the big presidential debate on Monday night, which they're saying 100 million people are expected to be tuning in, like Super Bowl numbers.
Really?
The biggest debate of all time.
I would like to watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
And if I can get a new remote from Comcast because Johnny threw ours in a bucket of water, then maybe I can watch it.
I'll look in my garage. I might have one.
I meant to bring that so I could take it by today. Mistakes were made.
585 Live, if you'd like to chime in, that's our live line number. You can text us when we come back. Headlines, and we'll check the roads. Good morning, Starmy.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
And we're back! What's going on in the news today?
Musicians, writers, and others are being honored for artistic excellence that helps define American culture. Winners include Motown founder Berry Gordy, Mel Brooks, and actress and singer Audra McDonald. The National Humanities Medals presented to a number of authors and poets and a chef, Jose Andres.
Vegetables, fruits, nuts, they are sexy.
Yes, they are. He's being honored for shaping American culture through his innovative techniques in the kitchen.
The MacArthur Foundation has announced this year's so-called Genius Awards.
Playwright Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, composer Julia Wolf, and writer Maggie Nelson, who lives just blocks from another winner, Los Angeles cultural historian Josh Kuhn, a USC professor whose work centers on how culture connects communities.
Puerto Rico says power is slowly being restored nearly 24 hours after a sudden blackout swept across the island. Nearly everyone lost power.
Yahoo's confirm a massive data breach, potentially exposing some 200 million user accounts.
Falls are the leading cause of injuries among Americans 65 and older.
Chimpanzee sanctuaries around the country are gearing up for a population explosion. They'll have to find room for hundreds of retired chimps from private laboratories. The use of chimps as a substitute for humans in laboratory experiments has declined dramatically now that the government has stopped supporting those experiments.
Good morning. 585 Live. You can text the show. You can say hello by calling at 338-3700. 640, good morning.
High today of 77 degrees.
Tail, how are the roads out there?
Right now, the roads are looking good. I don't think anybody's even out yet. Not sure, look at traffic.
Oh, they're out there.
Traffic!
They're out there lurking around. Coming up on the show this morning, a letter, a comedian, and a hilarious 911 call. Oh, and
you know those are all comical.
Guess who got a YouTube page?
Lando.
Nope.
Whom?
Oh, hold on.
Britney Spears' kids.
Oh. Wait, what?
And there's a video that came out. They pranked their mom. It was awesome.
Really?
Oh, it was good.
Wait, they're funny?
I actually don't know if they have a YouTube page, but I think what happened is they videotaped this prank, and then Britney shared it, shared the video on her Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't think they have a YouTube page. Well. But yeah, they're old enough to where they're starting to get into the
they're getting in there and doing their thing,
the pranks and stuff. Mm. I love that. So we'll play some of that for you. It's really funny.
All right. I'm in on it.
We're trying to reconnect with some of our high school.
No.
Yes, we are, bro.
Don't we this.
Well, I thought you were reconnecting with Leslie because, you know, you guys.
Does that count?
You guys graduated together.
Why would that not count?
I guess it does count considering.
She is always your partner at the
gym. Hey, it's a safe one.
It is safe.
You guys could talk about, you know, what high school was like. Because you guys were there together.
Yeah, we were in theater together, except I was actual nerdy theater.
Theater!
Kid. And she was like, oh my God, you guys, I'm here to get some credit. So, that's the easy
Leslie,
A.
You're going to take that?
I'm just in theater for the easy A.
She will defend herself against anything.
She's listening right now. I'm sure she's taking Caleb to school.
She's got to be.
No, I believe it. Look at that, Leslie. Look who's more successful now, Leslie.
Oh, my God.
The nerdy theater kid, Leslie.
Comparing yourself.
Oh, my God.
She's only married to, you know, one of the greatest men of all time.
Now, that I do agree with.
Oh, Drew Carey?
No.
Drew Carey, everyone.
I don't remember. We haven't reconnected.
Leslie is very successful.
Ridiculous.
She's married.
Dude, I don't like going to the gym with her because she is so... so competitive.
That's the one thing I don't understand about my wife is why is she not a trainer? Because she's or a cop. A trainer or a cop.
Pretty good idea.
She was made for one of those because she loves to work out. She loves to yell at people and she'd be great in a uniform, man. She would do great.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, maybe you can encourage her to pick that up.
I don't know, though, man. She might use that taser on me.
Now, that's a good point.
I don't know if I want to go down that road.
We're going to go down that road.
Good morning, gentlemen. What are the haps?
Let me tell you, Bill. Bill Peterson. We got some movies out this weekend.
We do got some movies.
One movie that I am very excited about called The Magnificent Seven. Let's watch the trailer.
There you go. That was it.
That was amazing.
Beautiful.
Dude. Denzel Washington
Chris Pratt
is a bounty hunter who takes a job from a widow to help defend her town after her husband is murdered. Chris Pratt is a gambler who helps recruit the others, including sharpshooter Ethan Hawke and hunter Vincent D'Onofrio. The rest of the seven are a Mexican outlaw, an Indian warrior, and an Asian assassin.
Wow.
Played by the guy who played Storm Shadow in the G.I. Joe movies.
Oh.
Haley Bennett from Hardcore Henry, is the widow. Matt Bomer from White Collar is her husband, and the bad guy is played by Peter Sarsgaard. Man. It's actually a remake of a classic Western from 1960. Yep. The original movie starred Yul Brynner, Steve McQueen, and Charles Bronson.
That's a great movie.
Is it?
It's really good.
I'm really excited about this.
Me too.
I tweeted the other day, I was like, Chris Pratt in a Western is like the best example that I could give of America, in quotation marks, to anybody in the world.
And they filmed that here, right?
Yeah.
It was filmed out here. We didn't get to meet Chris that day. I hung out with him later, but he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Also opening in theaters this weekend, Storks. Here's the trailer.
No. Oh. Radio guys.
In the beginning, storks delivered babies.
Yeah, they did. Heck yeah.
It wasn't always easy. No matter how tough or impossible or brutal or inhumane or savage, we would triumph over adversity.
That's Andy Samberg.
Thank goodness we don't do that anymore.
That's right.
This looks hilarious.
Now storks deliver packages for cornerstore.com.
Everybody knows that storks deliver pugs.
No.
Oh my God. Andy Samberg stars in this animated movie where storks have shut down production on babies. They moved on to delivering package. When a new baby order shows up, one stork decides to secretly make one last infant delivery without his boss knowing. Kelsey Grammer is the boss. Jennifer Aniston and Modern Family's Ty Burrell are the parents expecting the new baby, and Key and Peele are leaders of a wolf pack trying to stop the delivery and keep the kids for themselves. Guys, the cast makes me kind of want to watch
it. It actually looks pretty
good.
Now
that I have a kid, I have an excuse.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
That's a good one. That's a good one to watch with the
kids. Maybe, Dex, you and I can just go see it with Jesse or Craig.
Yeah. My daughter would love that movie.
Well, we'll see. Moving on. ABC is developing a spinoff of Magnum P.I.
Yes!
About Magnum's daughter, Lily.
Wait, does that mean that he's going to be in it as Magnum P.I.?
The premise is that... Hang on. The premise is that she's moving back to Hawaii to take over for her dad. There's no word on any casting or if Tom Selleck will be involved. But,
of course, come on.
Yeah.
If he's not involved, nope.
Throw it out.
He's
got to pop in every once in a while.
There's been so many, quote, remakes lately that television this week, premiere week, how many did we have? Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon.
The Exorcist.
MacGyver tonight.
MacGyver.
Yeah.
All within this week. I will say, my wife and I watched Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
I was a fan of the original film, so, I was like, all right. But my wife was like, oh my gosh, this is my new show. I found my new show. Mm. Like, she loved it.
How's the guy who plays Mel Gibson?
That was
part?
Her favorite
really?
Part. Yes.
Because I've seen him on a few other things that I watch, and I'm not really a fan.
So. Dude, he did a really good job because that is an iconic role.
Iconic.
It's Mel Gibson. He did a good job. That's probably why I wasn't super over the moon for it, because it's like, dude, I don't know. Yeah. It's Damon Wayans trying to, you know. Briggs and Murtaugh, man, I thought it was okay.
I'll watch it.
My wife's like, we're watching it. We're watching it every week.
Okay. Steve-O, we just got a text on the live line, kind of combining all of our stories so far.
That's good.
We've been talking about reconnecting, and now we're talking about TV.
Yeah.
Live line says Steve-O should reconnect with Neil Patrick Harris. Let's make it happen.
Yes! Oh, man. That has to happen.
Oh, man.
Please let that happen. Good call, live line.
Also, OG listeners still go by M88. Can you play some Bieber, LOL?
No, you know what? I've been here since... Okay, no, I'm not even getting there. No, it's Star 88. Get with 2016, dog.
It's Star 88.
Guys, it'll be Star 88 from here on out. The station's been around for 40 years.
40, man. 40. We celebrated our 40th birthday this week.
We had a huge party.
Yeah.
Many celebrities were invited.
Mm.
It was incredible.
Is this the oldest station in Albuquerque?
Yeah. I mean, this has been... I think KKOB 770 might be older.
Some would say this is the oldest station west of the Mississippi.
No kidding. Because 40 years is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Let's hope we can stay here another 40.
Let's do.
When you've lived hundreds of years like me, 40 years is a drop in the bucket.
I hear you.
Prosecutors have charged a white Oklahoma police officer with first-degree manslaughter.
Happened yesterday,
less than a week after she killed an unarmed black man on a city street, and just days after police released graphic videos saying in court documents the officer reacted unreasonably.
I can't believe this. I'm kind of in shock. And now, listen, I get it. Someone tased the guy, and then she shot the guy. The guy had, they found PCP in his car. So he was on drugs. This police officer, this woman, she was a drug expert.
Yeah.
And so she knew something was up with this guy. This guy wasn't in the right frame of mind.
Yeah.
And he reached into a vehicle for something, gets tased, and then she shoots him. And now she's going to prison for manslaughter.
I mean, I don't want to say she's going. I mean, she's being charged.
Well, is that a little extreme?
I don't know. It depends on who you talk to, man. I think that's why it's an interesting conversation we could have today, because I talked to a few people yesterday, and it was kind of like 50-50. 50% were saying, absolutely, it was an extreme. She's being made an example of because of the volatile nature of our nation right now and what's happening in Charlotte and what's happening, you know, all over the country. It's in the spotlight anyways, Colin Kaepernick, you know, everybody's like talking about it. This is, we need justice, justice, justice. And she is the scapegoat for justice. And then there are other people said, dude, she killed a guy. Like there's one less human being on this planet because she shot a dude, you know? And I don't know.
I can't imagine being in her shoes though.
No.
Man.
I don't know.
Yeah, criminal charges. For the police officer.
I've never read that they found drugs in the vehicle.
That's the report I heard on, I was watching some news thing yesterday. And
some news thing. Give me the source.
Yeah, we need to know.
Inside Edition.
Was it really Inside Edition?
Yes, that's what I watched. That's my only news source.
Because all I'm seeing is the family said they have no idea if there were drugs in the vehicle.
Yeah,
that a toxicology report will take a couple of weeks.
They found a PCP pipe.
Are you
car.
Sure it wasn't a PVC pipe?
So they found maybe they found paraphernalia, but not actual drugs.
That's all I got. The guy was clearly not in his right. He was on drugs. Come on.
She's facing between 4 years to life in prison.
She's currently out on bond.
Man.
Let's see. The Tulsa County District Attorney Steve Kuzweiler announced the charge Thursday. The criminal complaint against Shelby said her fear resulted in her unreasonable actions, which led her to shooting. She is accused of unlawfully and unnecessarily shooting him after he did not comply with her lawful orders.
I don't know. It's a hot topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a very hot topic. Okay. Let's see. Chores and how much kids should get paid for them.
Mm.
This is an interesting story.
Sis.
A new survey found 68% of us think kids should get an allowance for doing chores. I agree with that.
No.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Kids get nothing.
40% said it should start between the ages of 8 and 10. And about 30% said it could start as early as 5. Here are 11 chores and how much the average person thinks they're worth. Number 11, setting the table. How much would you pay Luke or Jack?
Setting the table?
Setting the table
a
is
nickel.
A chore.
You get a nickel.
No, you don't get anything. Welcome to being a Jeter.
See, that's
set
how I feel.
Set the freaking table.
That's how I feel. My kids don't get an allowance.
Average pay?
Well, I mean,
$1.31.
What? Christy, turn the radio off.
So is this for the
this
week?
This is just
for
dumb.
For setting the table, you get this a week?
It just says 11 chores, how much the average person thinks they're worth.
Setting the table.
I don't have any metric for time in this
article. I want that job. It takes like 2 minutes to set a table.
Number 10, taking out the trash. This was included in my chores that got me an allowance.
Yeah, my kids do this, but they don't get an allowance.
I had a small allowance, and I didn't get an allowance till I was in high school.
Did you say taking out the trash?
Taking out the trash. How much?
Gosh.
Well, it's got to be more than setting the table.
I take the trash out.
How much do you get paid?
$0. I get paid $0 because that's like one of the dad jobs, right? Like, we all have jobs.
It's one of the dad jobs?
Yeah. I take the trash out every day.
Why don't the kids take it out?
Well, because a lot of times it's heavy and inevitably it's hard and it's like, can you get the door? Can you? And I'm like, you know what? I got
really?
This.
Luke
got this for you.
Could probably pick you up
that's
and
true.
Carry you to
that's quite true.
The trash bin.
A quarter. That's what it's worth. A quarter.
That's how much?
Gosh, it's not worth
I would say
anything.
A nickel. Again,
$1.90.
I'm gonna throw something at your computer.
It's physical activity.
This is
the trash can could be perilous. Number 9, doing the dishes. Now think about
this. I hate
because
it
this is something that even, like, this morning I roll up in here and there's 1,000 mugs sitting there by the microwave.
I walked into you cleaning, dishes.
Is it loading or unloading the
dishes?
This
is doing the dishes.
Or just straight up
washing dishes. Okay, this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, I'm going to take advantage of the fact that you have a dishwasher. So I'm going to say that cleaning the dishes is rinsing all of your dishes and putting them in the dishwasher.
Oh my gosh.
I bet we're up to $2 now.
No, we can't be. That's so stupid.
$2.03.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you know what we do? Every night it's like, hey, when you're done, you go rinse off your plate and you stick in the dishwasher. Oh, you use that plate? Cool. Go rinse it off and put it in the dishwasher.
Man, you got to start paying your kids. Ugh. They're going to file charges.
Yeah, good luck with
Number that. Number 8, cleaning the bedroom.
Oh gosh. I want to throw
$2.07 plus an extra $1.18 if they make their bed.
Wow.
Number 7, dusting or wiping down countertops. $2.20. Number 6, sweeping, mopping, or vacuuming. $2.55. Number 5, being responsible for a pet. That would be feeding and walking them, cleaning up the poops.
Yeah.
$2.66.
Chrissy, turn off the radio.
Number 4, cleaning a common area like the living room.
So far, these are all things that kids should do.
Should do.
These are the
welcome to being a family member.
Cleaning a common area like the living room, $2.72.
Now, these three right here, these last three, I think they deserve to get paid for.
All right, here we go. Number 3, doing laundry. $2.82.
Yeah, I'll pay my kids for that.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Number 2, cleaning the garage or the garage.
Yeah, they should get paid for that.
$5.20.
Wow. This is stupid.
And number 1, something that you two will never have to deal with, but I had to deal with a lot. Mowing the lawn. $6.28 each time they do it. That is not what I got paid for mowing.
Oh my gosh. These are all ridiculous.
I got $10 for mowing our yard, and then I got $20 for mowing my grandparents' yard.
Can we talk about this coming back? Kids and chores and
chores and stuff?
Paying your children, really?
Sure. 585 Live, you can text us if you want to chime in on the conversation this morning. Big show today. I'll tell you all about it when we come back.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Good morning. Dax, Steve-O, Teo.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. How old is Jermaine Dupri today, Steve-O?
Oh, nice.
Your boy.
Say he's fitty, yo.
Teo?
52.
44.
Wow.
He's your age, Steve-O.
Right.
He was our first.
Is that why you guys are boys?
He was our first celebrity interview on the Morning Invasion.
He was.
This year. How old is Bruce Springsteen?
71.
64.
67.
Ah.
He's getting up there. And Lazy Bone from Bone Thugs and
Harmony.
Bone,
bone, bone, bone, bone, bone.
Tell me what you gonna do.
When there ain't no man of mine. He is 43.
37.
41.
Ah.
It is 7-11. Good morning.
High today of 77 degrees.
Traffic. Looks like we got nothing to report so far. Guys, I'm proud of you. Look, we're going to make today a great day. We got Bone Thugs and Harmony coming in studio today. We're going to talk about the crossroads.
No, weird. That would be amazing.
See what they think about it. Let's make it a good one. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Before the break, we were talking about chores and how much kids should get paid for them. It's ridiculous. I mean, setting the table, apparently your kid should make $1.31 for that.
$1,000.
Dusting or wiping down countertops, $2.20. I don't know who put this survey and list together, but That's a little steep. We used to give them an allowance.
Okay.
And I remember we didn't really think about it.
Yeah.
And I remember about a month into the kids doing chores, I saw Landon counting his stack of cash.
Stacking.
Yeah. And he had over $100
yep.
in a month.
And Lando.
I was going, oh my gosh, we just, are you, wait a second.
That's not responsible. Gosh.
Do you remember where you found this survey?
No, I don't remember.
Because I'd like to post this on our Facebook.
I can find it.
Was it from Forbes?
Let me pull it up. But I don't know. I don't know what the question is to throw out there. But
well, I mean, here's the thing. We've had so many people chiming in already, whether it be how their parents gave them chores or not, how they got money or not when they were kids, or now as a parent, how you handle it with your kids. So there's like multiple ways we could talk about it because... So somebody chimed in and said, man, all those things were punishment for me. I had no allowance. If I wanted cash, I had to go to people's houses and clean yards for crap pay. And you know what? Now I appreciate every penny I earn. One thing, when Chrissy and I went through Dave Ramsey's little course thing, Financial Peace.
Yeah.
They talked about how
yeah.
your kids shouldn't have an allowance. They should have jobs. Ooh. And you can pay them for jobs, but just like real job. If you don't do your job, you know, you're not going to get paid.
Yeah.
And so it's not a, here's $20 a week because, you know, whatever. Because we used to do that. And then we turned it into jobs. And they had different jars. There was like the savings jar where, man, you're saving up for that big ticket item, you know, whatever. There was the spending jar where it's like, if you want to frivolously spend this on candy at the grocery store or whatever, like, cool. And then there was the tithe jar where it was, you know, teaching them the first percentage, you know, the first 10%, that's going to go back to the Lord. So, and it really worked. Our boys had the jar system and they loved it. And then baseball.
Yeah.
Seriously. Then we got into sports and it was like,
listen, you want to do sports?
Well, just the time of it all. Yeah, okay. You know, it was like, we had to change. We have charts where we write down, like, okay, this is what we expect of you. But expectations had to change because schedules changed as they're growing. Like, middle school for Jack is so much more demanding with homework and add sports into the mix of that. And
sports.
There's no extra time for, you know, these other things.
Yeah.
So we've had to really try and figure out what works as far as allowance/jobs and giving them money.
338-3700 if you'd like to call us. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, Adam.
Yo, Adam!
Hey, so have you guys ever heard of the Harvard philosopher Michael Sandel?
Of course!
Yeah, we read
him. Oh, dude, Tao and I were literally just like...
No, Adam.
Spitting.
Oh, okay.
No.
He has a book called What Money Can't Buy, and he kind of talks about you know, monetizing everything, the idea of, you know, incentivizing our lives to the point of everything is involving money. And he has an interesting take, and I think it's kind of part of what you guys are talking about. It's something to think about. It's this idea that when we monetize everything that we do, whether it be, you know, our children, you know, paying them to read books or to do chores or what have you, the idea of civic duty or civic virtue kind of goes out the window. And he has a lot of examples for it. I don't want to take up all the time, but just to kind of throw it out there, you know, to kind of look at it from the sense of, I think monetizing or adding money to things can take away from the sense of doing something for other people or for, you know, our parents as a civic duty.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I just kind of wanted to throw that out there to kind of, you know, maybe think about that.
That's a great thought.
No, that's a really, really good thought.
I like that.
We were talking off air, Tao and I, and we both had to strive for A's in school, but the difference between us was Tao had to because it was like, if he got a B, it was a bad scene in his household. Mm-hmm. So he was a 4.0 student. I was a 4.0 student because I got real paid for getting A's. If I brought home a report card with all A's, my mom would like, ching, 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 ching. And I was like, yeah, I'm rich for days. And so I strived in school to work hard for money. And he did it for
I got scholarships and didn't have to pay a dime for college.
Yeah, so it's interesting. And that's a solid point.
Yeah,
it's cool. Like, the part that was really interesting is they did this survey in Iceland where the government was trying to get rid of some nuclear waste, so they were going to put it in a mountain, but there was a town close to the mountain. And so they did, they sent out letters to inform the people, and they said, are you guys okay with this? And there was about 60% of the people said that they were okay with it. And then the Iceland government kind of was like, okay, well, let's incentivize them. And they said, we'll give you guys, 500 euros or 5,000 euros to do it. And they thought that the percentage was going to increase when in fact it went down.
Mm.
Less people wanted to do it when money was involved, because when they asked them, they felt like they were being bought. When they wanted to do it for the country of Iceland, for the people, they didn't want to feel like they were being bought.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So it's interesting to throw it out there, but I'll leave it at that, man.
Thanks, Adam.
There you go.
See you, man.
Adam. Man, phone line's blowing up. 585 live if you would like to chime in. That's an excellent point, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's kind of what we tell our kids with the allowance thing is, these are things that you have to do.
Yes.
You should do, even...
As a functioning member of our household.
Yeah, and the last three on the list that we did, was cleaning the garage, doing laundry, mowing the lawn. I think those are things extra that, sure, you could pay your kids for that, but I think doing the dishes and maybe vacuuming or sweeping or setting the table, those are all things that you have to do to be a part of the family.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't work without it all functioning together,
Man, we regularly have to talk about that because the boys, they'll be, tired. And it's like, can you please help? Check it, man. I worked X amount of hours today. Then we went and did the TV thing. Or then we, whatever. And the mom was working, da-da-da. And then she went and picked you up and she taxied you guys here. And then we did this and da-da-da-da. These were our jobs today. What'd you guys do today? Oh, you went to school? Cool, man. Can you please help us? Because we are now cooking dinner for you while one of us is doing laundry. So can you guys, lift a finger?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to constantly remind our kids that, I think we're all selfish individuals. We can be. We really can be. Because whether we intend to or not, we're usually just thinking about what we did that day. And we're not looking at the fact that other people have poured in hours of time doing work and whatever it is. Your job, maybe it was around the house, cleaning up, doing all these things. That's just what we do as parents because we're parents. I have a hard time paying my kids to help around the house.
When we were paying the kids, I remember they started to always ask for money. So if I asked them, hey, would you help me with this? They would go, how much do I get paid?
How much is that worth? What's that pay?
That to me was a red flag because I don't want my kids to constantly. But you should want to help your parents.
Yes. Oh, Dad, I would love to help somebody, you rearrange the garage.
Somebody asks you for help, then you help them. You
got a 20 spot on you.
So if my kids ever say that to me, how much are you going to pay me? I immediately nothing. You're helping me right now.
Yep.
Yeah. Because I just think it's selfish because they get that selfish attitude.
Ah.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Frank in Las Cruces. Hey,
what
Frank?
Up?
What's up? Hey, guys. I just had, my 2 cents. I grew up kind of in a ranch setting, and I've worked all my life. I'm 36 now, and, I worked, I used to 100 yards of, water pipe, digging when I was 7, 8 years old, and we used to help people out, other people that had animals, and I didn't know that, it was just to help out, and I think it's just, I appreciate that so much because, I volunteer now and I want to help out. And just like that last caller was stating, you have that civic duty or even that a Christian or ethical morals that get, taught to you by not expecting. It's just, to do the right thing to. So I think, my daughter, she does, I do pay her for certain things, but I kind of careful with that because I want to instill that same type of principle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Frank.
Man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right. Is it interesting? It seems like previous generation, it's like you helped out because it was like a duty.
Well, check this out.
There's like a sense of duty.
There's in this survey, there's actually a lot. There's generational differences in what people rewarded their children for.
Okay.
Millennials, ages 18 to 35, I fall into this group. Two people in this room don't. We're more likely to reward for good behavior. 66%. Compared to 59% in you guys' generation, Generation X, 61% in baby boomers. Mm-hmm. So good behavior, if you're my age, you were more likely to... I guess you're more likely to reward, or we were more likely to be rewarded for good behavior.
Okay.
Baby boomers were more likely to reward for good grades. Yep. 56% versus 47% for Generation X, 41% for millennials. This number rose to 100% in the silent generations, or generation. That's ages 71 to 88. For every respondent in that age group reported having given a child a financial reward for good grades.
Mm. Yeah, someone on the live line said, why is it chores when we are young and are expected to get paid for it, but as an adult, it's just the daily duties? I'd rather give money for great grades than for a daily duty.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Somebody else chimed in and said, my form of payment is food on the table, clothes on their backs, and a roof over their head.
Dang, dude.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. It's mm-hmm.
No,
it's
that
true.
Makes sense.
But then on the flip side, you see like the Dave Ramsey model where it's like, no, you should be paying your kids for jobs so they have an expectation of what it's like in the, quote, workforce.
Well, I think the difference comes with the job.
Yeah.
Because I agree, especially growing up where I grew up, mowing the yard was a job.
Oh,
It was going to take 1 to 2
That's
hours.
That's because it'd be like mowing Isotope Stadium.
It was great. Yeah. I could mow
There's
Isotope
grass for
Stadium.
Days.
Hey, you give me 6 hours, I'll have that whole thing mowed, and it'll be awesome.
Y'all had
straight
grass,
up.
Right. Grass for
I
days.
I can do it.
Did
I
you
can...
guys have the riding lawn mower?
No, I had a push
mower. Yeah, I had a push one, too.
Word.
It was.
I love push mowers, though.
I have an electric one now, and it drives me crazy. Of course, I don't have much of a yard anymore, but it's like you plug it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd never used an electric mower until... Actually, a few months ago when I helped out my buddies Morgan and Renee.
So weird, man.
It is weird.
Yeah, because you're like minding the...
run over the cord.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you don't have to worry about gas.
Yeah, but gas was fun, man. You had to prime it.
Yes.
That's
and you had
true.
To boom. Yep. And half the time, and you just get so frustrated, and then you'd step on a hornet's nest, and you had to run. Mm-hmm. That's my that's for real.
I have a rototiller that my father-in-law's rototiller that it's like in my garage, and... that's still the old school. So if you guys miss that, you guys can come over because I still have to prime it and then I have to put the gas in. And oh my gosh, it's so frustrating when it's not. And you're like,
I can do
come
it.
On. You got the choke on it.
You
you're
can
like,
do it now.
Come on, Dark.
You can do it now.
I could do it before.
Your strength.
It's just old, man.
Now you've got your strength.
Okay. Thank you.
But anyway, yeah, like doing the dishes and stuff, we never got money for that. Again, I didn't get an allowance till I was in high school. And that's because I had actual. You know, like necessity for money because my friends would go out and I wanted to go hang out with my friends. So my parents were like, okay, if you do these jobs, then you'll get paid for that. Like I said, I got $10 for mowing the yard, which took a good hour and a half, 2 hours to do.
Yeah.
When I mowed my grandparents' yard, that would take 2 to 3 hours and that was $20.
Okay.
So I would try to stack those up as often as I could.
Right.
Yeah. But then also my Nana. Oh, she was awesome. She would just give me money. Gosh, Nana was cool.
Grand Peachy still gives me money, man.
You hate Grand Peachy.
She goes, hey, will you come over? Will you come over and mow my yard? And I'm like, sure. It takes like 5 minutes. Here's $5,000.
No, stop it. That's not true.
Thanks, Grand Peachy.
Live line. We got a lot of people chiming in on chores, how you got paid or how you pay your children. Somebody chimed in and said, I pass my daughter $20 a week. It's just her and I, so we got to be a team. Santa Fe chimed in and said, so chores in our household are mandatory. They do not get paid for. That being said, they do know that if they ever go above and beyond the call of duty in my household, I'll pay them a few dollars as a reward for doing an exceptional job above what I asked them to do. Also, if my kids come to me and say, Dad, is there something I can do around the house, something you need done that I can earn a little extra money? I take that as initiative and I find something for them to do and pay them what we discuss. That's a good way. Hmm. My kids have to pull weeds to eat dinner. 10 weeds for dinner. Mow the grass for TV. Wow.
Jeez.
There you go. No, man. I'm telling you, at some point, my kids forgot what it was like not having iPads. And so it seems like a daily ritual where I go, did you ask if you can get on your iPad? Because they come home and it's just like, got to get on that. Got to get on that screen, man.
Mm-hmm. Give me
it's
that
like,
screen.
It's like crack. And I don't get it. So... Albuquerque chimed in, so I did get money for doing chores. However, it was called earnings. We started out with a specific amount we'd get at the end of the week if we did everything we were supposed to do. Doing dishes, taking out the trash, cleaning the house, etc., etc. At the end of the week, the most we ever got was $5, and if we refused any of those chores, we got a lot less. This entitlement thing is stupid. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Starman. We got to take a break. It's 7:40. We have comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Eliza Schlesinger. She apparently won the last Comic Standing show. Reality show. Is that thing even still on?
I don't know.
Got me.
But she's got a new show on Netflix, and we'll talk to her when we come back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back! What's going on in the news today?
Musicians, writers, and others are being honored for artistic excellence that helps define American culture. Winners include Motown founder Berry Gordy, Mel Brooks, and actress and singer Audra McDonald.
You were on your way.
The National Humanities Medals presented to a number of authors and poets and a chef, Jose Andres.
Vegetables, fruits, nuts, they are sexy.
Yes, they are.
He's sexy. Being honored for shaping American culture through his innovative techniques in the kitchen.
The MacArthur Foundation has announced this year's so-called Genius Awards.
Playwright Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, composer Julia Wolf, and writer Maggie Nelson, who lives just blocks from another winner, Los Angeles cultural historian Josh Kuhn, a USC professor whose work centers on how culture connects communities.
Puerto Rico says power is slowly being restored nearly 24 hours after a sudden blackout swept across the island. Nearly everyone lost power.
Yahoo's confirm a massive data breach, potentially exposing some 200 million user accounts.
Falls are the leading cause of injuries among Americans 65 and older.
Chimpanzee sanctuaries around the country are gearing up for a population explosion. They'll have to find room for hundreds of retired chimps from private laboratories. The use of chimps as a substitute for humans in laboratory experiments has declined dramatically now that the government has stopped supporting those experiments.
Coming up here in just a minute, comedian Eliza, is it Eliza?
Oh, gosh, you better get this right.
Schlesinger. She is the winner of NBC's Last Comic Standing, and she has a new show on Netflix. It is 7:39.
High today of 77 degrees.
Tail, how the roads?
Lots of accidents. Accident, San Mateo Boulevard at Candelaria. We've got an accident. Two right lanes are blocked. I-40 East at Rio Grande. Backed up to Unser. Slow traffic. Expect delays up to 5 minutes. We've got another accident out on the west side. Paseo del Norte East at Coors off to the right. And then I think we got one more up here. Yeah, accident Ellison Drive Northwest at Golf Course. You guys be very careful this morning. Have a great
traffic.
That was it. That was traffic.
Good morning.
Hey, it's David Levin from Wise Brother
Radio.
Hey,
what's up, David?
I have got Eliza for you.
All right, we're ready.
Hold on.
Eliza.
And you are on with Eliza.
Hi,
yes.
Eliza.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry. I was taking my sweatshirt off, and I was like, I hope they don't pick up the second I take off my sweatshirt.
We timed it just right.
Yeah.
That was perfect. That was perfect. Welcome to Albuquerque.
Thank you. I've been wanting to look at your jewelry and your turquoise for so long.
Well, you know, I mean, raised in Dallas, I feel like you had to have at least come out here on, like, road trips with family or something.
I did. I came out there when I was, like, 11 or 12. We went to Ruy Doso, New Mexico.
Ooh, that's
it's beautiful.
Spot.
See, I'm from Lubbock, Texas, so I know all of those.
I've been
little
to Lubbock.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's West Texas for the win.
Buddy Holly and Texas Tech for the win.
Amen. That's my parents were both Texas Tech alumni, so there you go. That's about all I can remember in the Buddy Holly statue.
My brother goes there.
Weird, but cool.
Probably the only Jew to ever deliberately apply to Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Play soccer there.
perfect.
Man, I got to tell you, we are really excited to have you on. Your Netflix special hits today, and we're all nerdy Netflix people because Netflix is killing it right now. So first of all, congratulations on today.
It's like getting into the NBA for TV, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's my third Netflix special, and I think this one is the best one. And it was super cool because it dropped at like midnight Pacific time, so all my fans on like the East Coast, they stayed up till midnight, and then they had to wait even longer because it was midnight California time. And so I just went to bed, and when I woke up, I had all these loving messages. So
that's
it was
cool.
Really awesome.
Incredible.
That's awesome. What is your favorite show on Netflix besides your show? Is there a show that you love to binge?
There's so much on there. I'm a fan of Orange is the New Black. I really like Black Mirror. I do like shows without the word black in the title, although I do love Blackish, which is not on Netflix. What else is on Fargo? Oh, that's Fargo's on FX.
Yeah.
House of Cards.
Are you not a comic book person? Because I'll tell you what, the Daredevil, Jessica Jones, all that, that's killing it.
Do you want to hear something so embarrassing? Okay, so Daredevil premiered maybe 2 years ago on Netflix, and I remember I was out with my boyfriend at the time, and I got this like thing because like when you have a special on Netflix, you're part of the family, and they invite you to stuff. And so like my publicist called. He's like, "You're not going to the Daredevil premiere." And I looked at my boyfriend. I was like, "I don't care about comic books, and I don't care about this movie." And then like they both looked at me, and my publicist was like, "You think you're going to the premiere of the Ben Affleck Daredevil movie from 4 years ago?" Like that's what I was like. I'm sure they made a sequel. They made like eight different Hulk movies. They're like, it's a show. I was like, oh my god, we've got to get downtown. Like rush down there. Like put on a shirt. But I had no idea. That was a cool. I mean, I watched it. It's not my thing, but it's a cool. It's a great show.
All right.
Done really well.
Did you check out Stranger Things earlier this year?
I watched all of Stranger Things, and I was at the Netflix Emmy party the other day.
Whoa.
And the kid who plays the boyfriend with, like, the incredible hair.
Yeah. Steve,
he was there, and I was there with my boyfriend, and I was, like, audible about how attractive I thought this man was. And this kid's, like, 24, and, like, when we were watching the show, I was like, oh, my God, that hair. So I went to the bathroom. My boyfriend goes up to me. He's like, just so you know, my girlfriend thinks you're really hot. And when I came back, he was like, I told him he thought you were hot, and he didn't know who I was, and I didn't go up to him. Like, I couldn't get up the nerve to talk to him.
Oh, man.
So I just, like, follow his Instagram from afar. It's so creepy.
That's good stuff.
Man. Wow.
That is phenomenal.
Well, I'm glad that your boyfriend's very secure with your relationship.
Almost a little too secure. I was like, you're not jealous at all. This kid's stunning. But he was very sweet about it. And I actually did myself a favor, and I unfollowed him because I was like, this is getting to be a problem.
There you go. That's good. There you go. So Confirmed Kills, obviously, it hit midnight Pacific time. It is out on Netflix. And the tag that I just loved was Hunting Mermaids. I watched that clip, and I was in tears, of course. You know, for me as a kid, I love Ariel. So
my daughter's a mermaid, actually.
You know, but I'm a dad now. I got boys, so all boy things. There's none mermaid things. But Dex over here, his daughter, you know,
she's 12.
12
and she's a mermaid.
She's got a mermaid fin. So I think you need to talk to Dex here about mermaids and how
here's
he needs
the thing.
To dad up.
And I even say in there, like, if you're a little girl, like whatever you want. Your daughter doesn't, you know, she's 12 and you're allowed to think dumb things. But to be honest, my commentary is less about the actual mermaid and more about, as grown women, you know, you get these women that are like, I'm done adulting. I want to be a mermaid. I'm like, you got a mortgage, Nancy. Like, you got to go to work. Like, our country is in the crapper. Like, you can't just sit there. And if you really think, I mean, it really just serves the idea of, like, women just want to grow up to be beautiful. And there's nothing wrong with being beautiful, but, like, you need to contribute. And it kind of is about the idea that a mermaid, if you look up what a mermaid is, and then have, like, a moldy fish fin. Like, it's just, we can do better with our goals.
Stop it.
You are kidding. Me.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, I love you.
You say you're a comedian.
I love you, Eliza.
That's awesome.
So I got a question because here's the thing. We talk about we're a comedy show as well, and I mean not nearly as
not
successful,
as funny
not
as you.
Nearly as funny
not
as
even
you.
Close.
We're like a failed YouTube show. Also, you know, like I will always wonder where comedians not only like find inspiration, but when you just discover a bit, do you just immediately rush to your phone and type, or do you have like a yes. legal pad where you're like, I'm writing this down right now?
I have sorry, my dogs are barking.
That's okay.
I have a little, but it's such, I sounded like the biggest lesbian. I was like, sorry, my dogs are barking. guys, just go outside. I have a book and I have a phone. I have a phone, yep. I'm not trying to brag. And so, yeah, it'll happen. You're in bed, you're in a movie, you're just walking, you're just talking to someone. I'll be like, I gotta write that down. So I have this like serial killer like note thing in my phone.
Yes.
Of just random things like pancake batter makes okay, like just like random fragments of sentences. And I'll just get up on stage that night and I'll just talk, and
yes.
that's where I do my writing.
Okay.
Comes from anything. A person could say one word. I remember I was in Las Vegas recently. I have this brand new half hour bit about how much I hate Las Vegas, which I'm currently obsessed with, but I was leaving the hotel at, like, 6 a.m., and there were all these girls. There were these two girls in, like, full going-out attire mm-hmm. with their heels on, like, obviously trashed, and I heard one girl say to the other girl, I just feel like, and I was like, oh, God, like, that is a drunk heart-to-heart. One of you got locked out of your hotel because your friend is like this girl all night. Like, I just feel like from something.
Right, right.
So I wrote that down, and I write everything down.
Gosh, wow. That's incredible. I have only been once. Everybody was always like, bro, Vegas, bro. Yeah. And I only went once for this radio thing. And nobody told me, hey, don't eat the seafood at the buffet with the heat lamp on it. Seafood poisoning the first day.
Which,
I was,
you know,
in bed for 4 days.
It's common knowledge anywhere else.
No, you deserve it. You deserve it because you know, you're lucky that evolution didn't take you out with that. Now you know. Now you'll be stronger.
Gosh, Eliza, I have never loved anyone more. Oh man,
yeah,
I know. And growing up in the desert, you know, I'm landlocked. You know, I don't know these things. I'm from Texas. How am I supposed to know? So
tell your daughter, whichever one of you are talking. Tell your daughter if she wants to be a mermaid. You live in New Mexico. There's no natural salt body of water. What's she gonna do? Be a river mermaid?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Is she gonna be half trout?
Yes. It's so funny to me because I have a friend whose wife is a mermaid at one of these things in LA, and she makes so much money.
Oh, okay.
It makes me so mad because it's like,
I recommend that because she's actually making money. Normally, mermaids are just like, I'm just here so you can look at me. I've got starfish on my body. This isn't weird.
Oh my God.
Oh, you're the funniest.
This is probably my favorite 10 minutes we've ever had on this show. You are, Eliza, hilarious.
Thank you guys. This is fun. Thank you.
Confirm kills. It's now on Netflix. And Eliza, you're brilliant as always. So thanks for spending time with us.
We'll see you, Eliza.
Thank you guys. Have a good one.
You too.
Oh my gosh.
Man. I don't need to go to the gym today.
Genuinely funny people are incredible.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. She reminds me of Dustin. Like, we had Dustin on the show, a good friend of ours, lives in LA, and it wasn't like, oh, here's my comedy routine that I'm going to throw at you. She was just like,
yeah, just talking about whatever we were talking about.
Oh!
Gosh, that was perfect.
Man!
That's a
good. We also apologize if we sound like robots
because we had to
dump a few things.
There were a few paragraphs that got dumped.
That was...
Whew. It's okay.
Gosh, that was good.
Oh,
that was
hopefully
fun.
Did not go over the air.
Yeah. Which, yeah.
She won NBC's Last Comic Standing in the sixth season, and now she's on Netflix. But definitely.
Hilarious.
It's adult. So
you need to talk to Jaden about this mermaid.
No, man. I'm not going to crush your dreams.
She's 12. Okay? She's 12. It's okay. She said it's okay.
You know,
but
Eliza,
Nancy.
She provided a caveat.
She did.
She said,
she did.
If it's a kid, it's okay.
See, this is my thing with Jaden and her wanting to be a mermaid. I hope this continues because she'll never have a boyfriend. Ever.
No.
If she continues this mermaid thing, you know? And I have a lot of great videos of her as a mermaid, so I'm just going to be able to send those to all her boyfriends. And it's
going to
be great.
Getting weirder.
It's going to get good.
Hiya.
Getting weirder.
Hiya.
Weirder by the second.
Hiya.
All right.
Man, my tummy hurts.
Coming up here in just a little bit, we got a letter. It's about eating out with friends who aren't Christians and if you should still pray over the food.
Oh, okay.
We're going to talk about that coming up after 8 o'clock, but we have a...
great sag, man.
Good stuff, guys.
Yeah.
Just great sag. Ryan declined! Oh!
We got a few minutes here for some headlines.
Let's do it. Somebody asked us how many dumps we had to use. I don't even remember.
Wow. Yeah, it was almost gone.
Okay, you know those people who drive past everyone and wait until the last second to merge? Everybody point at me, because I do this all the time.
Mm-mm.
They're actually doing it the right way.
Come on.
Thank you. Everyone else is doing it incorrectly. It's called the zipper merge method. It makes traffic move 35% faster. Thank you, everyone.
Makes sense.
You're welcome. Good grief.
Huh.
I would never understand why people get in the right lane and just sit there for I don't even know how long as I drive past them to the front of the line and then get in. If you ever need to merge people, find an 18-wheeler and merge in front of them because they have to shift.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take that thing a little bit to go.
Yeah.
I learned that driving the van and trailer with Waverly. It's like, there's my ticket in right there.
There it is.
Just common knowledge for all you wonderful people out there. I don't want to talk about the Brad Angelina thing because it's none of my business. We're going to spend $8.4 billion on Halloween this year, which is the all-time high. That's an average of $83 per person. We had a buddy of ours come in. He was talking about the costume that he picked for this year. His family helped him select it.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon?
No. Han Solo.
Ooh.
But our boy wants to go legit. Because everything he does it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he's going to do something, he's going to do it. And it's not going to be half-tailed, for lack of a better expression.
There you go.
So he
mermaid-tailed?
He said, yeah, mermaid-tailed. He said he's spent hundreds so far, and he's not
hundreds!
He wants it to be authentic.
Wow.
He wants to be Han Solo, for real.
Seems like you could get that costume for way
you can.
Cheaper.
You can get like a crappy one that looks like paper. And he was like, that's not what I want. If I'm going to go out with my family and my kids for Halloween, we're going to look legit. And so then it spread because he's like, it's not just going to be me. No, no, no. I'm buying costumes for my kids.
Wow.
Man.
And we're not talking small fam here. We're
glad he can afford that.
The Dalai Lama has weighed in on Brad and Angelina's divorce. This is all we'll talk about. He says it's very sad. I mean, we've heard from George Clooney. We've heard from Chelsea Handler. We didn't. We've heard from John Voight, who is her dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's left a comment? The Dalai Lama, of course.
Well, yeah.
Piers Morgan brought it up to the Dalai Lama in an interview yesterday because somebody ran out of questions. And to be fair, it's doubtful he had any idea who Piers was talking about. But the Dalai Lama reacted when he heard that they have six kids. He said, quote, that's sad. Sometimes the children, they come closer to their father or mother. I think that may sort of harm their deep experiences or psychology like that. Piers led up to that subject by asking the Dalai Lama if he ever regretted not getting married. And he said, quote, quite often marriage is the preparation of divorce.
Mm.
Mm. Later in the interview, the Dalai Lama was asked what he thinks of Donald Trump. He said he doesn't know, but then he made fun of Donald's hair and his small mouth.
Okay.
Got some random facts real quick, and then we'll head out on break. The word for a single piece of confetti is confetto. I had no idea. During the course of your life, you're breathing in molecules of air that have been breathed in by almost every other person who has ever lived. It's not guaranteed or anything, but yeah, mathematically, possible.
Wow.
So that's kind of neat. Since Alex Trebek became the host of Jeopardy in 1984, only seven games have ended where all three players have no money. One of them happened during the second game that he hosted. When that happens, all three players are eliminated and three new ones are brought in for the next game. I don't think I've ever seen that.
That's your game, Steve-O.
Yeah, you love Jeopardy. His game is Wheel of Fortune, dog. And I'm telling you right now, that guy, if he ever got to Wheel of Fortune, he would win.
Really?
Like, seriously, it's weird.
It is kind of weird. I don't know. Maybe because I'm like a...
I thought he was kidding, but like, when we lived with him, like, Wheel of Fortune would come on, And it, Steve-O
like
would
two
get
letters.
It.
Boom, boom.
He would get it minutes my before like anybody that. Else. He'd be like, blah, blah, blah.
Yep. And then,
or he would say, I got it.
Yeah. There's some people on Wheel of Fortune that are like that. One letter pops up and they know it. It's crazy.
Right. My punny brain, man. I just know phrases and stuff and whatnot.
For all my young Earth friends, the oldest living civilization on Earth, the Aboriginal Australians, DNA testing confirms they're at least 72,000 years old. Or for my young Earth friends, at least a couple months.
Okay. All right. Okay. We got to take a break. We'll come back. A great 911 call from a woman in England who decided to call 911. Called Massachusetts. And we'll do that letter. Hang on.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
On with the show.
Showtime.
Hi, we're live.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Thank you, Liveline. Oh.
Phew. Yeah, I just saw that.
Phew. Okay.
What happened?
Oh, dude, we just had a phenomenal interview, but so many people chiming in on it. Liza, amazing. Love the whole mermaid bit. Great interview. Who was that? Hilarious. Thank you. Yeah. Made my morning.
That was comedian Liza.
FYI, the delay isn't far enough out.
That was Liza Schlesinger.
But they said they've been listening to us for many years. It's very hard to offend me regardless. Love you guys. P.S. Loved the interview. So that's good. Yeah. That's good.
She was really funny.
She was really funny.
Professional comedian.
Professional female comedian.
No, nope. She did say something that I'm like, I get frustrated with myself for not doing, and this seriously, because growing up, you know, scripture reminds us we're called to take every thought captive. Yep. And so I always took that as a negative, like, bro, you know, because obviously when we think about it, what's the first thing dudes think of taking every thought captive?
Probably sexual thought.
Yeah. Lust, right? It's like, oh man, just gotta make sure I'm good to go, you know.
I was gonna say
Matthew 5:28.
I was gonna say food.
Okay. Well, I mean that could be a form of anyways. But it's always been taken as a negative, right? Like I gotta take this captive. I can't have this bad thought about da 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 da. And then a pastor a few years ago blew my mind with the idea that we're called to take every thought captive, not every bad thought, it's every thought. So if we have a moment of quote brilliance in our brain, maybe that's God giving you an idea for something. And so I wanted to always keep a legal pad or a journal or something, because when moments of quote brilliance come, when God like hits you with this idea or this thought, or like, man, here's this from the Holy Spirit, it's this a comedy bit or whatever it is, like something that can inspire or help or entertain, I need to get better at writing that down. So that was one thing I took away from that interview. Was, man,
this crazy,
gotta do this.
Crazy invention called a smartphone.
Shut up.
And it's a computer,
no,
basically.
I have
heard of it.
A laundry list of notes, but what happens is I'll do this little like, okay, check out my latest note. Dukes of Hazzard, Brady Bunch, Dexter, Three's Company. What?
So you don't remember what that
right.
was about?
Okay. I know what that's about.
I know what that one's about now, but I'm like,
see,
but my note before that, karaoke, You're the Inspiration, Chicago.
See,
oh, that's good.
Eliza said the same thing. When she goes back to her little app that she uses on her phone, she just writes down little things to kind of, you know, remind her what she was thinking about.
Yeah.
So, hey, man, you got to get better at writing it out.
Get better at
writing it out. Like, what's this? On the streets with the Morning Invasion. That's a note. That's the whole note.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I do the same thing, man.
Okay.
I do.
Would you sign with money? Mm-hmm. I write down lyrics and stuff. And sometimes a grocery list. Or if I have a reminder that I need to, you know, make a phone call or something like that.
Yeah.
That's about
gotta get better, guys.
Gotta get better.
Take every thought captive. I feel like inspiration can come at any time from the Holy Spirit, and we should be like keeping notes, taking care of things.
It is 8:07.
Oh, hi, today of 77 degrees. Oh.
Traffic. There's a huge accident, I-25 south at Jefferson. And it has backed up the highway. It's off to the left, but this has backed up the highway all the way to Alameda. And I'm talking you're down to about 8 miles an hour if you're hopping on to Paseo off of Alameda or Paseo, or hopping on to 25 off of Paseo or Alameda. There is an accident south, and it will slow you down this morning. We've also got congestion, slow traffic, an accident in the right lane's blocked Paseo at Coors, and it's backed all the way up to Golf Course. So that's no fun. An accident, three right lanes are blocked. I-40 East at Rio Grande, stop-and-go traffic. Expect delays up to 20 minutes. 20 minutes. So plan for this, guys. If you're eastbound and you hop on to 40 off of Unser or Coors, expect delays up to 20 minutes. There is an accident, I-40 East at Rio Grande. Looks like that's all the accidents to report right now. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
All right, before we jump into this letter...
Got a letter.
This video is so funny. So Britney Spears has children.
What?
She has three?
Three
kids? I think she has three kids.
I mean, you're
It's either two or three. It's two or three.
I'm a big fan.
Huge.
And so Britney, I think, just tweeted this out recently. But one of her sons decided to scare her and videotape it. And here it is.
We're about to scare the heck out of mom. We just stole her phone, and she's gonna go nuts. She's walking.
Oh my gosh. That is so messed
We're about
up.
To scare the heck out of mom.
She falls
Here she
over.
Comes. She's walking.
Oh, I would.
It
I
was Britney Spears. She just got scared.
Hey, you gotta listen to the end. Listen to his laugh at the end.
We're about to scare the heck out of mom. We just stole her phone, and she's gonna go nuts. She's walking. It's arresting!
Oh, man. That is beautiful.
That was great. I love it.
Yeah, and Brittany, she loved it so much, she ended up, I guess, putting it on her Instagram.
Good job.
Yeah.
Mom.
That's a good mom right
She,
there.
Like, fell she over. Did. Chrissy did that to me once. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm the one that's all, I always... Always love jumping out and scaring people. Love it.
Landon does
I was like,
that.
You can't get the getter. And one time in our 13 years of marriage. Yeah. She got me so, I did the same thing. I just like folded to the ground. Yeah. So glad it wasn't recorded.
Leslie stabbed me last time I did that.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, somebody chimed in on the live line and said, hey, instead of doing the notes in the notes section of the phone, do the voice memo, and then you can record your full thought and go back to it later.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, live line.
Yeah.
Guys are great.
It just takes so much time pulling up the app. Gosh, hitting record just takes forever.
No, it really doesn't. Look, you just go.
And you got to title it.
You don't,
it's a lot of work.
Man, you are lazy. Jex is
really. Really? Who's lazy, Steve-O? The one who types one word.
But what?
You said when you make notes, you type like one word.
Yeah, I really do.
Okay, so who's
I'm
lazy?
Like, what? What are French vanilla enchiladas? I don't even remember that thought.
French vanilla enchiladas?
I don't know.
What's happening?
I don't know. Okay, we got a letter.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Obama.
When I'm out eating with my friends who aren't Christian, should I still pray over the food? Should I just pray over my food? Is that showing them Christ? There's a few questions in there.
Whew, man.
What do you think? You can text us at 585-LIVE, 585-5483, or you can call us at 338-3700. Praying in front of people. Praying at dinner. Praying when people are at your house.
Praying at dinner.
We hang out with a friend on the Huge who all of us, we have lunch with them once a week. Mm. And I think the first time we all kicked it, I said, let us pray for our food. But she is an atheist. And so I was kind of being funny, but I always pray for my food. So now I've actually taken to like, the silent prayer.
Wow, I've never even noticed that you pray.
Really?
Yeah, I've never noticed that you pray over the food.
Well, I don't like make us grab hands or anything.
No.
Like at home at the dinner table,
yeah.
We all grab hands, we all pray together. If we're barbecuing, well, I'll make us all grab hands and come pray.
But I've never seen
at the house.
I've never noticed that you pray over your food when we're out together. Yeah.
Well, it's I don't know.
Do you do it while you're eating?
No, I don't want to draw attention to it. Because I know that there are people that are like, in the name of thy great father, you know, and I'm like, okay,
yeah,
it's a cheeseburger.
Liveline says, just pray over your food. If your friend gets sick, it's just God punishing them.
Oh, my God.
And you know what?
That is not.
We laugh, but some people actually
I know. That's very true.
I think a good way to handle it, if you're with friends that are not believers at all, and it might actually offend them, you know, if you were like, let's bow our head and pray.
Yeah.
You need to include them, and you need to just say, guys, I want everybody here to know I am so thankful that you are here. I'm thankful for our friendship, and I'm thankful that God's blessed me with even knowing you. And I'm thankful for this food.
I like that.
And there it is. And it's not like you're saying, excuse me, in reverence, will you bow your head to this God you don't believe in?
Right. Yeah, it depends on the setting as well. Because if we're at my house, like I said, I mean, you've been there. If we barbecue, I always pray. And there have been plenty of times where we're barbecuing at the house, and I know that a few of my friends are atheists or just, you know, agnostic, whatever. And I will still pray. It's my house, you know. If we're at a restaurant in a public setting, I'll just quick thanks. Dude, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this food.
Yeah. Because I've had a couple friends that I've went out to lunch with, and we had friends that were atheists.
Yeah.
And the friend of mine would make a big scene out of it.
Yes.
Would
be like,
we're going to, let me say a prayer real quick. And then we'd go into this long prayer, and you're going,
Lord God, thank you, God.
Is this doing more
real
harm
God
than
who is holy,
good?
Who we believe in because you are real God? It's like a dissertation on why we have faith.
Yeah.
I can't deal with that. It's tough for me because I also think, though, we have friends like who aren't believers, and I've never had a friend go, what? I'm so offended by your prayer.
Yeah.
Because if they're friends of yours, it's a different thing, and they respect our beliefs. And so, yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it, but I also don't think it's like, I'm going to take this moment to show them how holy I am, and then they're going to notice something different about me because of the eloquent words I'm about to speak over this fish and chips.
Okay, but what if you decide not to pray over the food? I would think some people would feel like maybe they're ashamed of God, or that their
convictions aren't strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have to pray over every meal?
Do you have to?
Yeah, is that something you should
do? Did Jesus say,
but you should pray over every meal? See, because I was always taught that you shouldn't.
You shouldn't?
Not shouldn't, but that you don't have to.
I just give thanks, you know, like Jesus did when he broke bread, you know? I don't think there's like necessarily a quote rule that says before you, but I mean, we're also told to pray without ceasing. So you can interpret that in many different ways. Somebody just had a really great idea though. They said, what we need to be doing is say grace in a hip hop freestyle version. It works for them. Hey, Steve-O, tell Teo to drop a beat and try it out.
We've done this as Waverly. We were somebody brought us in, and they asked one of us to pray, and so Coon prayed, and he rapped.
No way.
Straight up.
Oh.
And we planned it, and we were like, if they ask us to pray, we're going to rap it.
That's great.
So Coon did it, and it was great. Why? Because then they're caught in that moment of, okay, I don't know if, because they don't know us.
Yeah.
So they were like, is he being funny, or is this like a conviction?
Is that how he prays?
So we just went, and it was a real prayer.
That's good.
I think it's all about, I mean, you're having an actual conversation for God or with God. I think that if you're doing this, it's all in the intention. I mean, are you actually thankful? Are you actually talking to God and saying that you are thankful for the people there, no matter what they believe, and for the food? Or are you doing this to, quote, be an example?
Right.
You know, which to your kids, totally understand that.
Yes.
But to people that, you know, are just there, like, are then
friends,
why that, are you doing it?
That already know you're a believer. Right. That you're not. Somebody chimed in and they were being snarky. I love you, Starmie. On the live line said, just pray Luke 18, verse 11 and 12. The Pharisee standing by himself prayed thus, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. End prayer. That's hilarious, but it's true, because as you said, that's the intent of the heart. That Pharisee in this parable was totally being self-righteous, pious, and saying, oh, Father, I praise you that I am not like... And then, you know, we know the story of the Pharisee and the tax collector, and the tax collector wouldn't even come near the altar, right? He was like standing far off, and he's like, God, be merciful to me. I'm a sinner. And we know who went away justified. It was the tax collector, not the Pharisee, because it is all about the intent of the heart.
Okay,
so,
what about this one? I don't know if this is snarky or not. I pray in front of them and ask God not to send them to hell so they know I love them.
Okay. Oh.
Wait, but what is that for real or is that not?
Well, if it's for real, I don't think that's okay.
Lord, please don't send this wayward sinner to hell. I care about
man.
Them.
Yeah, I don't think you should sit there and
also
and
thank you for food. Amen.
Well, I mean, are we getting into a theological discussion about whether or not God actually sends anyone to hell, or if it's of their own volition because they're choosing to deny
Him? I thought we were just praying for the food, but now we've opened up a can of worms.
Man,
can't we just have? This is why Christians can't have normal conversation. Gosh, I hope that's snarky.
585 live. If you'd like to text in the show, we got a letter. When I'm out eating with my friends who aren't Christian, should I still pray over the food? Should I just pray over my food? Is that showing them Christ?
This is something that is actually happening in the Jeter household right now that I kind of struggle with, because Jack and Luke, when they were little, they did this. And now Brody, who is in school finally, little three-year-old,
amen,
he prays at every meal. And part of me wants to say, this is great and this is sweet. And part of me is like, this is ritualistic, and I hate everything about it. Because before every meal, I go, all right, we grab hands, and then I go, I'm going to pray. And Brody just says, I want to pray first. And I'm like, you go ahead, buddy. And he kicks off, and he goes, God is great. God is good. Let us thank Him for our food. Amen. And I'm like, man, that's so cute, little three-year-old. But then on the flip side, it's just like this ritualistic poem.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't know the intent of this three-year-old's heart. He could actually truly be just so grateful for that corn dog in front of him. But when Jack and Luke were little and they started doing that, I actually kind of shut that down. I was like, hey, man, let's talk about this while we're praying. And just, you don't have to just recite this poem every time. Let's not do that. But now I'm like older and going, oh, I don't want to shut this down, but it's...
No, I get
what,
that.
What is being taught?
Because
right
I grew
now?
Up with that ritualistic prayer as well, where you just say
Now I
the
lay
same
me
thing.
Down to sleep. Bow, dum, bow, dum, bow, bow. Enter Sandman, dog.
Yeah. So I think you're good for cutting that off. I think that's what we did for a while is because when I would ask one of the kids to pray, it would be the same prayer almost. They'd try to change it up, but it usually was the exact same prayer.
Yeah.
So I started saying, all right, instead of doing like, hey, you pray, let's right now, we're just going to be like in the presence of God. God is with us right now.
Yeah.
And let's just go around and talk about things that, you know, we're thankful for. And also, maybe there's somebody you want to pray for. Let's just talk like God is with us right now throughout dinner. And that was cool because then we were going around and talking about the things that, you know, we were thankful for and thankful that God provided and maybe a prayer that was answered.
Dude, when we lived with Matt and Dawn, Dawn started something at the dinner table that I don't know how it went away, but it was one of my favorite things. We would all eat dinner together as a extended family because it was like all of us and Matt and Dawn.
Yeah.
And Dawn would ask, what was something good? What was it?
It was a tradition from my family.
We used
to do this in my family. It was good thing, bad thing, silly thing, sad thing.
There you go.
And my mom started, we did this when we were kids. And so then Don was like, we should do this with the Jeters.
And it was cool because it was like, all right, what was one good thing, bad thing, one silly thing, one sad thing that happened to you today? And each of us would go around and take turns talking about our day.
Yeah,
you know?
We do the same thing, but it's just good and bad.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. I like
you
that.
Need to add silly, sad, dog.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
All right.
Just
all
realness.
Well, you know what? Where's my phone?
Just getting real.
Down.
No, don't do a voice memo real quick.
Can you?
Yeah.
Do a voice memo. 585 Live if you'd like to text into the show, or you can call us at 338-3700.
Dang, dude. Let's talk about theology. Steve-O, I think you struggle with more of a Lutheran interpretation of Jesus, where one could argue that authenticity is more important than discipline or tradition. I think it's a false dichotomy. Thanks, man.
Yeah, he's just looking out for you, bro. Mm. Well, pray for him when you pray when you're food.
Yeah. It's a little uncomfortable now.
Yeah.
I think you guys struggle with a more charismatic tradition. I feel like you guys are showing up with these flags and I feel like Dex, particularly you struggle with probably a 666 warning assembly interpretation.
Hey, check this out. Morris says, I think that when they're younger and having them pray how they want is good. And then when they get older, instilling prayer is already there, now you can teach them how God wants them to pray.
Mm.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good, actually. Thank you for that. So I just always, because as an adult, obviously, you look at scriptures, and as we just looked at Luke 18, you know, you got the Pharisee, this righteous, holy man, and it was all ritualistic.
This righteous, you know what I mean? Holy man.
And maybe it's because I grew up in a home where my family, my mom growing up, was Catholic. And it's very ritualistic. There was no genuine relationship there. And my mom would say that. It wasn't real. It was just kind of this thing you do. You go to mass, you do the calisthenics and all the things that you do, and then you went home, and then you drank and did whatever else you were going to do, party. And we in turn then, you know, I grew up at Hoffmantown. So it was like coming from this former Catholic, now Baptist, there's a whole lot. So my struggle was always that authenticity because, I mean, man judges the outward appearance, but God judges the heart, you know? So he looks at our heart. So intent of the heart is vitally important. Yes, obviously we need our spiritual disciplines. But man, tradition isn't always bad, but it can lead to ritualism and just a cold, crusty, stagnant heart.
So, person who wrote in with these questions, when you're out eating with your friends who aren't Christians, should you still pray over the food? Well, yeah, I think you can. It kind of depends on the situation, maybe, and how you pray. I think that definitely matters. And then, like Steve-O was saying, you know, he prays over his food when we're out, and even if we're with other people that aren't Christians. But don't do it
not always
with selfish.
Right.
It's all about the heart, and if you're doing it to try to show people how religious you are or how much of a Christian you are, then that's not the right place. And, you know, you never know. You might be showing them Christ. You know, you just being off, you know, bowing your head and praying, you know, to yourself. Maybe that can start a conversation.
Yeah.
You never know. Maybe that's the first time they realized, wow, you go to church? Where do you go to church?
And we've been friends for 20 years. I didn't know you were a Christian. Yeah, that's probably not a good thing.
They're not a good thing, but... Those little things. What if you're out with this happens to me all the time, like with you know, the shirt I was wearing yesterday. I was wearing an Iron Maiden
Lord's
shirt.
Gym. Oh.
The Lord's Gym. I'm glad you brought that up. Because I used to wear the Christian t-shirt every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know? And honestly, I had some great conversations. People would come up to me, notice the shirt I was wearing, and they would, you know, that would start the dialogue. And I was able to share Christ with them. But I was wearing an Iron Maiden t-shirt yesterday. And guess what? Somebody came up to me and was like, dude, love that shirt.
Love the Maiden, bro.
And boom, we got into a conversation. And then it escalated into, you know, hey, where do you go to church? Calvary.
Yeah.
Oh, really? No way. So, and then, you know, so it's crazy how God can use just something like that. You know, so you never know. You just bow in your head. That might spark a conversation.
Yeah.
You know, maybe wear an Iron Maiden shirt.
Okay.
I mean, but you don't. What? You don't have to.
Maybe a Slayer T-shirt. I
don't, okay, what? Definitely not.
Might open up that conversation.
You don't want to open. You don't want to wear T-shirts of bands that are just super sacrilegious, like Nine Inch Nails or something. Like, why would you ever wear one of those?
Ugh. Steve-O's wearing a Nine Inch Nails T-shirt.
Shut up! We're on radio.
In case you didn't pick up on that, everyone.
Blasphemy.
Actually, this was from their Hesitation Marks tour, which I saw twice.
Hey, let me do a
Trent
quick
Reznor
traffic.
Has grown quite a bit.
Let me do a traffic update. Right. Got people texting. Traffic! There's an accident, guys, I-25 South at Jefferson. No, it's not just people bottlenecking for the heck of it. It's off to the left. It's backed up all the way to Bernalillo, says the text line. Also, an accident. Right lane's blocked. Congestion and slow traffic. Paseo del Norte East at Coors. It's backed up to Golf Course. We had a huge accident earlier at Rio Grande and 40 East, and it looks like you're still messing with all of that stuff down there. What's your look at traffic?
Thanks, Tail.
Yo, I got traffic!
Before we go to break, Britney Spears, she got pranked by one of her kids.
We're about to scare the heck out of mom. We just stole her phone, and she's gonna go nuts. She's walking.
That is so funny. I'm going to share that video on the Facebook page.
Beautiful.
All right, we'll be right back.
Get out of bed. Let's get out of bed.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Musicians, writers, and others are being honored for artistic excellence that helps define American culture. Winners include Motown founder Berry Gordy, Mel Brooks, and actress and singer Audra McDonald. The National Humanities Medals presented to a number of authors and poets and a chef, Jose Andres.
Vegetables, fruits, nuts, they are sexy.
Yes, they are.
He's sexy. Being honored for shaping American culture through his innovative techniques in the kitchen.
The MacArthur Foundation has announced this year's so-called Genius Awards.
Playwright Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, composer Julia Wolf, and writer Maggie Nelson, who lives just blocks from another winner, Los Angeles cultural historian Josh Kuhn, a USC professor whose work centers on how culture connects communities.
Puerto Rico says power is slowly being restored nearly 24 hours after a sudden blackout swept across the island. Nearly everyone lost power.
Yahoo's confirm a massive data breach, potentially exposing some 200 million user accounts.
Falls are the leading cause of injuries among Americans 65 and older.
Chimpanzee sanctuaries around the country are gearing up for a population explosion. They'll have to find room for hundreds of retired chimps from private laboratories. The use of chimps as a substitute for humans in laboratory experiments has declined dramatically now that the government has stopped supporting those experiments.
8:39, good morning.
Hi, today of 77 degrees.
We have a podcast you guys can download. iTunes, Google Play, search Morning Invasion. Get the whole show minus the music. Go to star88.fm as well. Coming up, that 911 phone call from a woman in England. She called Massachusetts for help. I want to wait for Taylor to get back before we play it, though, because it's pretty good. 585 Live, you can chime in. Love hearing from you guys. If you want to contribute to the conversation, maybe you have questions. Maybe you're dealing with something. Maybe you need prayer. We're always here for you guys. We love you. We love you. We are friends. Family. Right, Steve?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're family, I didn't want to interrupt you. So I was like, you go, girl.
Thanks, girl.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
We do a thing on the Morning Invasion every once in a while called Whiskey Tango. These are the crazy things that happen around our beautiful country.
You know, coming up Monday, we're going to do a debate.
Big debate on Monday.
Capital punishment.
Are you
the pros and the cons? New Mexico is facing that right now.
Yeah.
Governor Susana Martinez is like, bro, yeah. I've seen some disgusting, vile acts. lately that deserve it. Let's do this.
So, yeah, we're going to debate Monday morning. Steve-O and I are going to debate. And then Monday night's the big presidential debate.
Yeah. I'm bringing this up because it could seem OT, yo, Old Testament. To be eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. ATM mugger for car running over. You know, stuff like that.
Huh?
But a guy in Philadelphia just lived out the revenge eye for an eye fantasy of his dreams. You ever been a victim of a crime? Somebody break into your house or steal something from your car?
Yeah, when I was little, we were in San Diego, and my brother and I got this awesome race car track.
Ooh.
You had to put together, and it had the little magnets.
Yeah.
You had the control, the little trigger gun.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd see the race, you know, and you could make them do flips. Yeah, somebody broke in and stole it. It was awful.
I will never forget when my super dope sleeve OCDs, remember back in the day, you had like your book, and it had all of your CDs in it. Somebody broke into my car, stole my entire collection of OCDs.
That happens all the time.
That was
here.
Before, you know, before the days of the old iTunes and computers and whatnot.
If you live in Albuquerque,
so it's gone.
You can't leave anything in your car.
No, I know.
You cannot.
Music collection gone.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, ooh, the agony, the pain.
See, I never left my CDs in the car because I was always scared they would melt from being so hot.
Mm. A guy who's been in America for about a month with his family, he's a Portuguese immigrant, was in his Chevy Cobalt getting money out of an ATM on Monday night when a mugger walked up to the window, pointed a gun at him. He gave the mugger his money and sped off. Then he realized, wait, I just left my ATM card in the middle of the chaos. So, boom, raced around to go get it. Well, when he got back to the bank, the mugger was still there counting his cash.
Oh, look at all this cash I got.
So the guy did the only Old Testament eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth thing he could. He ran the dude over with his Chevy Cobalt. Once the mugger was pinned on the ground by a car, he got out and took his money back.
Wow.
The cops found the mugger bleeding in the street, took him to the hospital for severe head wounds. Going to be in there for at least a week. And once he gets out, he's facing robbery charges.
What about the guy who ran over the robber? Is he in trouble?
Here's the deal. The guy he robbed will not be facing any charges. Security footage from the bank's camera showed exactly what happened, and a police spokesman says the guy is all good because he was the victim of a robbery.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you would think the guy would get in trouble.
I seriously thought it was going to go the other way, and the driver was going to face, like, vehicular attempted manslaughter or something.
Yeah, what if he would have killed the guy?
Right. I don't know. Because he did leave the scene of the crime and then came back, and good old Dumbledore was sitting there counting his ones. Gosh. How crazy is that?
Right.
I'm not necessarily the advocate for eye for an eye, which is funny because somehow I drew the totally for capital punishment.
Yeah.
On our debate Monday. But
you're for it.
I don't know, man.
But you're for it.
Well, in the debate, I'm going to have to be.
Okay, now you're changing stance. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I did a bunch of research because
you have done a lot of research on this.
Before we decided to do this debate, I was pretty much for it, but then I started doing some research yesterday, and I'm like, this is very interesting. But I chose the side that I would be against capital punishment. So on Monday we're going to debate and find out, should Christians be for or against capital punishment?
Well, see, that when you put that little label, that's the header right there. That's the kicker. As a Christian, should I be for capital punishment?
It's only one truth, man.
Yeah, but on the surface it seems very Old Testament. Eye for an eye. This person did this thing and we're going to right back at you, buddy. But then I think of someone like Paul, who straight up murdered Christians.
Are we debating this now or what? Are we debating this now?
No, I'm not at all.
Because it seems like you're coming over to my side.
Yeah, I don't know.
Feels like maybe you're not the right person to do this with. Because I feel like You're kind of already talking about my argument.
I hate that we're doing a debate simply because good old Hillary and Trumples are going to be debating on Monday night.
Man, I thought I was going to be in trouble on Monday. You talked a big game yesterday.
Well, I mean, the debate hasn't happened. We're speaking as friends right now.
Oh, okay.
And when we get into a debate, ask my wife. Even if I know. Wrong, I am the king.
I am
the king of words and making it right. I should have been a lawyer.
Yep, you are. Yeah, you should have been.
You and
my wife are the same person.
Well, yeah, probably. Which is kind of weird that that means you married me.
Well, pretty much.
You were looking for me.
Pretty much. Yeah, you guys are very similar. You guys are always right. You always want love and affection. What?
Oh, man.
My wife, I love her. She's such a good woman.
That's when you know
my old lady's
you're
so great.
Saying things that you're going to be in trouble for later. Oh, my wife. She's such a good person.
I love her.
I love her dearly. Love her.
Love you, Leslie.
I love you too, buddy.
What happened?
Oh, so get this.
Okay.
Dumbledore over here.
I love that you just took that. It's my favorite.
He, you know, we're talking about the big debate, teasing it a little bit on Monday.
Yes.
Sounds like he's against it now.
Oh, come on. You can't flip-flop, guys.
Yeah, he's flip-flopping.
I know it's politics and it's the season, but let's not do that.
He's coming over to my side. I need a new person.
No, I'm not coming over to your side. I'm saying in real life, not in debate form, in real life, that's a big, heavy question, whether or not as a Christian we should be for something like that.
It's huge. It's a huge question. It's multi-layered. It's as thick as an onion and as deep as the Grand Canyon.
Wow.
And it smells like that, too. Just like Dex.
Guys, are you guys going to watch The Exorcist tonight?
No.
No, I'm watching MacGyver.
Okay.
What is today? Friday?
It's Friday.
I think I might rent Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I saw that.
I still haven't seen it. It comes out today?
Dex, turn his mic off.
No.
Hey.
Yeah.
You want to rent Ninja Turtles?
Well, yeah.
Did you ever call them Ninja Turtles when you were a kid?
I did.
I think that was a Southern thing.
Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles. All right, turn his mic back on. Steve-O, would you like to watch Ninja Turtles?
I can't.
Why?
Luke's got baseball practice.
Turn his mic back on.
That's weird.
Dude, his kids. Good grief.
Just baseball all the time.
It's baseball
every
day.
He doesn't even have a life.
It's baseball 24/7. He's not going to be able to go to Blink on Sunday. Yeah. You just watch him wait.
When his kids are all out of the house, he's not going to have any friends.
It's going to be ridiculous.
Steve-O?
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey. Sorry, we had to talk to accountants.
Since we didn't get to do traffic, you want to pull that up real quick before we move on? Because I have that great 911 phone call.
Absolutely, my friend! Traffic! There's a lot of congestion on Paseo southbound where it meets I-25. I-25 southbound where it meets Paseo. That's what I meant to say. Also, an accident, Golf Course Road at McMahon Boulevard. And it looks like that accident that was on Rio Grande 40 eastbound has been cleared. You guys be so careful out there this morning that you look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Thank you.
Mm.
Okay, I gotta play this 911 call. It's hilarious. This woman lives in England, and she called Massachusetts police for help.
Line, Officer McWilliams.
Hello, yes. I'm driving back from Boston to Muddyford. Following a car that was going over the line more than he was decided he should have been.
Okay, where are you exactly?
Ilfracombe. We live in Ilfracombe. So coming from Barnsville through Muddyford to Ilfracombe.
I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Where did this happen?
Between Muddyford and Ilfracombe.
Between where?
Muddyford.
I'm not Muddyford, I'm not...
Yes, Muddyford. Yeah, that's between Barnstable and Ilfracombe.
Between Barnstable and where?
Ilfracombe.
I'm dear, I'm not familiar with that at all.
Where have I called then?
Well, you've called the Barnstable Police Department.
Yes.
In Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
Yes.
Go on, laugh. Oh, never mind. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, gosh.
Wonderful.
That's hilarious.
Now let's call that Irish lady you know.
Oh, Olive?
Can we prank call Olive and talk about, hey, there's a strange happening in the ditch right outside. Where are you? I'm in New Mexico. Where are you? Your refrigerator's running. Oh.
Olive's a sweet lady. I don't want to prank
She's a
her.
Nice lady!
Gosh, I'm trying to understand how that happened.
Guys, I got a traffic update from our boy Austin just now. He says, accident Paseo eastbound before Jefferson, 4 cars. Wow. Thanks, Austin. It's his social anxiety, so he has to text me.
Thank you. Yes, thank
appreciate you, bud. Love you.
Don't they have a different 911? It's a different number over there.
How would I know this? Here, I'm going to look it up. British 911.
I think it's 111.
What? It'd be upside down, right? So it'd be 119?
You might be right.
999.
99, that's what I thought.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an official emergency telephone number in a number of countries, which allows the caller to... Yes.
Yeah, so in England, if you call 911, you still... I don't understand.
I don't get how that worked either. That's weird, right?
That's weird. But then again, she didn't call 911. She called the Massachusetts Police Department.
That's legit.
Okay.
She wanted the real thing.
In the United Kingdom, there are 4 emergency services which maintain full-time emergency control centers.
Yes?
To which 999 emergency calls may be directly routed by emergency operators and telephone companies.
Okay.
The police, ambulance service, fire brigade, and the Coast Guard.
I don't know how anybody understands them over there. Like,
okay.
What?
Wow.
Well, it's very confusing.
What?
The way they talk.
To you?
You need to calm down.
You can't hear anything she's saying. Even the guy on the phone's like, what are you saying?
Well, she was calling Massachusetts, so it was like, hello, I'd like to report an emergency. He's like, yeah, what's your emergency? She's like, I would like to just tell the people that I would where'd you pack the kid? What? I'm sorry, I'm having trouble understanding your stupidity.
You packed the car, Adney,
we're going to go out there and get some Red Sox tickets and then get out to the Boston Abbey.
Yeah!
What? But they sound ridiculous. Oh, yeah. They sound ridiculous.
I could hear everything he said.
Hey-o.
I couldn't understand anything that she said.
Well, I got to tell you, that was really hard to go back and forth from Massachusetts.
It's better than calling from the South, which is like this.
Hey, yeah, I'm sorry to call y'all. I got somebody out in the yard out there. I don't even know. I just heard I was standing in the kitchen right there and eating some banana pudding, and I heard some big old noise out by the trash cans out yonder, and I looked, and I thought I seen the raccoon. It wasn't a raccoon. Looked more like a snake with legs.
Oh, man.
Y'all getting any other reports about that? Because I seen it on WTVNA earlier. They was talking about that. They was saying that there was this reptile man walking around, and I was like, what? So I thought I'd call. And God bless you if he's in your yard, am I right? Man. Y'all got any job openings? I could do a good dispatch. Listen to this. Yeah. Hello? Answer me. Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, this is dispatch. What you need?
What do you mean? What do
I can't understand you.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, what did you need?
Where are you calling me from, son?
Massachusetts.
Okay, you from the north. Hang up.
Okay.
Hang up on yourself.
Well, you called me.
Good luck out there.
All right. Okay.
I'd be good. Can I have that job?
Get out of here.
Recorded line, Austin McLean.
Hello, yes. I've driven back from Bristol to Muddiford.
What did she say?
She was driving back from Muddiford.
Following a car that was going over the line more than he should have been.
Do you understand that?
Nope.
She was following a car that was over the line more than he should have been, in the lane he should have been.
You're good at this.
So she was following this car that was like swerving into the opposite lane.
I didn't know that you were an English translator.
Thank you.
Okay, where are you exactly?
Ilfracombe.
We
live in Ilfracombe.
What's that? Huh? What were those streets again?
She was in, I don't know.
I think she said she blesses the rains down in Africa.
Okay. That's yes.
So, coming from Bartlesville through Muddiford to Ilfracombe.
Yeah, coming from Bartlesville through Muddiford.
Where did
Bless the rains in Africa.
Between Motherford and Ilfracombe.
Bless the rains in Africa.
I don't know streets.
I don't know streets. You kidding me?
All right.
Between where?
Muddyford.
Muddyford. That's funny.
It's Muddyford.
Guys, it's Friday.
Yeah. Stoked. Hey, new Paper Route record out today.
Oh, man. I heard it. It was good.
I got to tell you, I've been jamming that new Citizens and Saints as well. Yeah. Phenomenal.
Oh, so good. If you guys are looking for a solid, solid record, I highly recommend both the Citizens and Saints and Paper Route records that released. So good.
All right, when we come back, the most ridiculous things people have put on their resumes, maybe another letter. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Good morning, stars.
Oh, yeah.
Steve-O, it's Friday.
It is. I'm so happy.
Big weekend. Big weekend, guys. Not really sure what's happening, but it's going to be a big weekend.
I'm working.
All weekend?
Yeah. That's how I do, man.
I'm trying to think. Nope, don't have any reunion shows. I'm good.
I'm off this weekend.
Good for you. Pretty chill weekend. Probably just going to sleep a lot.
Man, that's so good.
Maybe watch Ninja Turtles.
I can't wait.
It's Ninja.
Ninja Turtles.
Pretty excited about that one.
9:05.
High today of 77 degrees. Traffic!
Yes, we do have an accident. Paseo del Norte East at 2nd Street. Our boy Austin said it was a four-car accident thing, so watch out for that. Also an accident, Alameda Boulevard at Rio Grande. What I'm basically telling you is that if you're trying to get from the west side to 25 and you want to use Alameda or Paseo, sorry. It's not going to happen for you. You need to drive down to what's the next one? Montaño?
Yeah.
Is that the one? You need to go there or go north, way north, and then get on 25 up there. Let's see. We've got another accident somewhere on Paseo and I-25 because it's clogged up everywhere down there. That's your look at traffic.
Okay.
Traffic!
There's a lot going on. I don't even know how to jump into it.
I think you did a great job.
Yeah, it was really fantastic.
You guys are.
I mean, you're the only one that went to traffic school.
So proud of you, man.
Well, I can't even read.
So proud. 77% of HR managers say they found a lie.
False.
A mistake or something totally ridiculous on someone's resume. According to CareerBuilder.com, here are some of the most ridiculous things that they found on people's resume. A resume is very important, guys.
Yeah, obviously.
When I got fired last year, I had to put together a resume. I hadn't put together a resume in 15 years.
Wow. You look great.
Because I'd never been fired. And it was hard. I couldn't remember the things that I did before I started working at the Edge.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
Do you have to go back that far, really?
No, you're not supposed to. But
okay.
I didn't have very many things on my resume because I've only had one job.
But I don't know if that's a bad thing. That just means you're...
That's true.
I mean, you've been at the same place. It's dedication. You're devoted to your... You know,
look, I landed this job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Okay, so here are some of the craziest things HR managers have seen on people's resume. Someone listed smoking as one of their hobbies.
Mm. It can be a hobby. I mean, it is really terrible.
Yeah. Is that Lauren's resume? Love you, Lauren. I know you don't listen.
Someone printed their resume on paper with pictures of cats in the corner.
Oh, that's Teo.
Okay.
Oh, well, my gosh.
Crystal said she loved it.
That is hilarious. That's how he got his job here.
Crystal said she loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A guy wrote on his resume that he'd work harder if he got paid more.
Oh,
man. Amen. Gosh, can't we all?
Someone listed taking long walks as a skill. A person said they worked at a federal prison, but a background check showed it was while they were locked up.
Mm-hmm. They're like, man, I had this great job. I made license plates for like
prison tamales.
Three years.
A cook.
I made the soups.
Maybe you're out there and you've had some funny experiences with resumes. You can text them in.
It is tough because you want to make sure that your resume is solid. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to come. I have a hard time with it because it's like when I had to build a resume. There was a time, you know, when I actually left here and I had to get a job and then, you know, came back inevitably. Thank you, Lord. But in that time, it was like, I don't want to come off as A, awesomer than I am, but people think this is a pretty cool job, you know? And so you're trying to like be humble, but then it's like, man, experience and skills and all this. Like, we're blessed. We have some really cool experiences. But at the same time, like, I remember when I went to work for Apple, and you know, the experience previously was radio, you know. And it's like, okay, but how does that equate to like tech? And I'm like, wow. Yeah. I mean, behind the scenes, obviously, all of this, the production that goes behind it, and everything we do with, you know, all of our 19 computer screens in here. And so it helped, but oh my gosh, I'll never forget that hiring process. It was hilarious trying to equate like customer service skills with being on the radio, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's why in the back of my mind, I'm going, wow, I should go back to college because.
But for what?
Let's go back to college together, guys.
Nah. I need something else because I've only done radio since I graduated high school. I don't have any other experiences.
It's okay.
Well, it's not
as
because
long as this is going to be a career forever and radio doesn't die.
Okay, but if there's not a radio job, who's going to hire me?
Well,
I don't have experience in anything else.
I don't know. Based on your looks, I'd hire you.
Thanks, man. Here, I appreciate that. Be a high school communications teacher.
Dude, you could be a coach, Dex.
I want to be a PE teacher.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Weird.
Why? That's an easy job.
Oh.
Easy job.
Yeah, did you read this on the live line?
From Modesto? Haven't read it yet. No.
Says, I had someone fax in his resume all 12 pages of the resume.
Yeah.
Good grief. That's overkill.
I can't believe that we fax things. That's weird to me.
We'll still randomly get those here, though.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Hey, when I talk the economy, it's only the fax. Economy talk with Taya.
All right, here's a few other crazy things HR managers have seen on people's resumes. That the person's last name was Flynn, but autocorrect changed it to Flintstone, and he didn't catch it before he sent it in.
Oh, I bet he got that job, though. When he went in for his thing, the guy goes, hang on. Welcome. We had to go with somebody else. Sorry, just wanted to make sure I got that in there.
Someone listed taking long walks as a skill.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. I really do like that. Come on. As evidenced by my Instagram, you'll notice taking long walks on beaches. Big deal, man.
I love long walks.
Not everybody can do that. It takes stamina.
Well, I mean, what if you're applying for a job? Like, maybe you have to watch the tower and, you know, guard against all the walkers out there.
You're just fully immersed in the last season of Walking Dead.
I am immersed. Yes, I am not emerged.
Submerged.
That's what I said.
You were submerged.
I am emerged.
I am emerged in that. Weird.
That's good. 585 Live. You can text in if you'd like to share any of those. But, yeah. Someone said building legacies with Buck.
Gosh, it just sounds like a neato option.
Oh, so build legacies with Buck.
Build them.
I should probably go back to school.
Yeah, you should. I just don't think I could do that. Real estate.
Yeah, I don't know if I could either.
You know?
I believe in both of you.
Yeah,
because
talking to Buck
job.
About that, there's a lot of paperwork involved.
Ugh.
And it's someone's life. I mean, you're responsible for someone's house.
Well, I mean,
that's pretty cool.
How are you responsible and not the person who's actually...
What if you make a mistake?
What kind of mistake?
There's lots of mistakes. I don't know what they are, but there's lots of mistakes you could make.
On like paperwork?
Yeah. What if...
Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's got to be things that...
It's got to be.
It's not rocket surgery. You're selling houses.
Really?
Hey, let's not bring rocket surgery into this.
Then why wouldn't you do it?
I just...
You know a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
You'd actually be really good.
Steve-O,
because
you
know
be
everybody.
He knows.
I don't know everybody.
He knows everybody I've ever met.
Really? Every time we go out, you run into somebody you know. You grew up here.
Yeah. Yeah. But not, I don't know.
You want to build legacies?
No, I do not.
Why not?
Because, man. Ugh.
We'll do it together.
This nope. is the one I've got to get.
Other things. Like
that right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
gosh. Teo's shopping for Power
Stop.
Ranger action figures, guys.
What? You guys are talking
While
about
we're
stupid
having...
resumes.
We're
talking
Touche. Touche.
I'm the one doing the wrong thing over
I
here.
I thought it was a funny
and then
topic.
Fred Flintstone.
I thought
talking
it was a
resumes
funny topic.
And Teo shopping for Power Ranger action figures.
Did you know a Megazord is $140?
Cut his mic.
I don't even know what that means.
Cut his mic.
I wasn't a Power Rangers guy.
Why don't you shut your mouth? Shut it up.
We got a screener because we're leaving. We're like less than 2 weeks away from going. Teo and I are going to be in Brooklyn. New York Comic Con.
No,
and we actually
right.
got a presser for John Wick 2 with Keanu Reeves and Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
Lionsgate sent us a thing with the cast of Power Rangers.
That's right.
So we'll see.
And I'm excited.
He's
going to be all up in John Wick 2, and I'm going to be somewhere.
We are definitely going to be doing some Facebook Live stuff. So if you don't follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/star88fm, while we're out there, we're going to be interviewing actors and television stars, and I'm really looking
guys,
forward to it.
Guys, you have to constantly be on Facebook
I wish,
Live
so
I can experience
Dex,
New York with you guys.
We're going to miss you because we're a trio. We're a power trio.
Well, that's what I yeah. thought, but then you guys decided to just take off without
me. No, that's not what happened.
You're an
in real
much.
Life, I got happened? The email saying, hey, are you going to come back this year? Press now for New York Comic Con. And I'm like, guys, let's all go as a team. Let's cover New York Comic Con. And we all said, yeah, New York on three. We all put our hands in 1, 2, 3. Brooklyn! And then you came back like 10 minutes later and said, ooh, here's the thing. Never been to New York, and Leslie would kill me if I went to New York without her for my first New York experience.
I don't think that's how it
hey,
works.
Hey, you know what? Kudos to you for putting your family first.
I don't remember
you
that
did.
Happening.
I mean, the only reason I was able to go this year is because Christy and I went for our anniversary last year to New York, and so that was my first New York experience. So I had that experience.
Well, good for you.
And the only
so
reason I get to go is because my wife's not some old crazy person that doesn't let me do fun stuff or have to be included in everything. Thank you, Dawn, for being normal.
And Taya's not talking about you, Leslie. Let's just get that straight because you could have totally taken it that way.
I didn't bring Leslie into that. That was
true.
You,
that
buddy.
Was all you, buddy.
Because my wife is not like that.
No,
whatsoever.
She's not
no,
at all.
You were just being a thoughtful husband.
She wouldn't have cared at all if you went.
No.
Dex was the one that said, you know what? Like, I remember the conversation. He said, you know what? I'm going to wait because he totally, like, we were sending all the stuff and we had Dex included. And he was like, no, I promised Leslie a long time ago my first trip to New York would be with her.
I put myself in her shoes. I put myself, and if she came to me and said, oh, I'm going with a couple friends to New York
to do something really amazing for a job and it's going to really help our career and you wouldn't.
Well, I'd be a little bummed because, you know, that would, we always talked about going together.
But it's like, it's a job. It's for work.
Yeah,
hey, Dex,
but I can't use that excuse every
Dex,
time.
Dex, good job.
Good job, Dex.
For real. Good job.
I feel like my wife has heard that too many times in
okay.
my career.
It's not, Starmie's chiming in. One, Teo has the right mind in the right place.
Thanks. What?
and somebody else wants to know, wait, who's filling in for you two while we're gone?
That's up to our boy Dex.
Yeah, right? I don't even know.
Yeah, well, it all depends. You know, I was promised a lot of things when I got hired on here.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Come to find out.
Life model decoys of us.
Yeah, well. I might not have as much vacation as they said I did.
Oh, so no.
I need to figure that out.
It's a bunch
so
of
So Ricky and Buck, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I looked at my vacation. I was like, wait, what? Are you kidding? So I don't know. We'll see.
That's weird because I'm full. Like, I have to take time. They're like, dude, you can't accrue any more vacation. It's like you're at the tip. So I have like weeks that I have to take off. Oh, so hard.
What's,
just
what's
having
a bummer is I've already taken a vacation this year, and it was here in Albuquerque.
He took a
it's called
staycation.
A stay. Yeah, there
yeah.
you go.
And so if I take another one while you're gone, it'll be here.
No,
in
yeah.
Albuquerque.
No, just get somebody to fill in,
buddy.
I'm sure
I'm
you've
sorry.
Got friends. You know people.
Hey, you know
if somebody
what?
Wants to send me to New York. Just let me know.
Just go in my place. Go in my
no,
stead.
No,
really?
Nope,
okay.
Nope.
You
nope.
can stay here, Tao.
Hey. Data, I love you, man. I love you so much. I don't want to go to New York with anybody but Teo.
Thank you, Bless. Wow.
It's New York Comic Con. You would be so bored. You'd be so bored.
You know what, though? Honestly, we say that. Hey. He would be bored during the comic panels, but everything else.
Yeah, like all the TV shows I'm into.
Like the Iron Fist Netflix panel that we're going to be doing. John Bernthal, he plays the Punisher in Daredevil season 2. He's going to be there.
See, that's cool.
Just all these.
And here's the thing. I don't even care about going to Comic Con. I just want to go experience.
Yeah, four full days. Think about this. 4 full days. Tao and I are actually going to be working at New York Comic Con doing interviews with actors and writers and artists and like working Comic Con. And you hate walking. You would hate
it.
Here's the deal. No.
I do
never.
Love walking.
No. I'm not talking like, oh, you get to walk around a convention center. Like the Javits Center where the convention is, that's just the main building. And then there are panels at Madison Square Garden, at the Hammerstein Ballroom. We're talking miles of walking.
Well, okay. I'm a CrossFitter. I'm in good shape now.
I mean, you're in great shape. We jog together.
You guys jog?
I'm getting better and better. All right?
You've come a long, long
way.
Wait,
when do you guys jog?
You know,
at practice.
You guys leaving me out of stuff?
Huh? No, man.
That's right. I called it practice.
Hey, you better not ever leave me out of something.
CrossFit practice.
Do we understand ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, Jory just chimed in and said, Dex and Jory in the morning.
What?
He said in the morning, but I thought in the morning would be. Dex and Jory in the morning.
Guys, I'm trying to figure out how to.
Jory would be hilarious.
So, if anybody wants to sponsor me to go to New York, just let me know. I'm just checking this email.
Nobody is sponsoring you. Besides, you had to sign up for press passes like a year ago.
Yeah, that was one thing. We definitely jumped on it.
I'm
going
to say it again. I don't have to go to Comic-Con. Just want to go with these three to New York and just and travel the concrete jungle.
Mammoth battle bike.
Just refreshing.
Hey, I'm really excited to go on vacation with
refreshing
you.
Refreshing right now. Just send in a text if you want to sponsor me.
If it was going to be an actual vacation.
You know what I'll do? Hey, if you sponsor me, I will write your name on my forehead the entire trip.
You are so stupid.
No, I think you should do that.
No.
I will write your name.
Nope. Sorry, no
and
room.
I will go Facebook Live constantly.
No room. Well, this is biblical.
No room.
There's no more room in the thick pen.
Hey,
doesn't matter. I have friends in New York.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Yes, he does.
Uh-huh. You have friends in New York and you've never been to New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Leslie's, she has family that lives in New York.
I want to get biblical.
I'm not getting into this right
biblical.
Now.
I got places to go.
People to see.
Is Dex going to poke the bear while you, Steve, and Taylor are
Yes,
gone?
Of course he is.
I hope so.
Because he is a dedicated individual to his health and well-being.
TBD.
So he will be at the gym without us because he's got discipline. Right?
Dex has really good discipline, actually.
Thanks, Tao. Yeah, I'll go, but somebody's going to sponsor me, and I'm gonna wear their name on my forehead.
It's gonna be me. Hey, what if you found out it was me that sponsored you?
What if I had to wear a complete outfit of a business out there just to go to New York,
dude?
But I had to wear the outfit the entire time.
That would be awesome,
right? Guys.
Oh, man. Okay. Somebody just chimed in on the live line and said, in May, my husband went to Brooklyn and Paris, France for about 12 days. He went for, quote, work. I bitterly stayed home with our 4 kids.
So
that's still a little bitter. So there, you're doing the right thing. You are doing the right thing.
And Dex, seriously, you're a sweetheart.
Okay. Jory just sent in his resume for filling in. He said, what are you if you clean a vacuum cleaner?
Jory, you can't fill in.
A vacuum cleaner.
No, Jory cannot clean. He cannot. He cannot clean any vacuums, and he cannot fill in.
No, come on. That was a really good joke.
No, it wasn't.
I feel like he's building his resume.
Here's one. Steve-O, you are so mean. Yeah, that's very
Hashtag Team Dex.
Steve-O does not want me to go to New York.
How am I so mean?
You don't want me to go to New York. It's cool.
That's legit. Guys, what if I'm the Green Ranger for Halloween?
Okay.
I hope, you know what, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you I'm going to go to New York, and then all of a sudden I'm going to pop up and be like, what's up, guys?
But you've already told us. You already told us you're
And
going
it's going to be like, Jeffrey, written across his forehead. We're going to be like, who is Jeffrey?
Jeffrey Ross.
He was my sponsor.
Guys, I totally made it.
Yeah. Yeah. What would be hilarious is you could walk into New York Comic Con with that written on your forehead and people would think you're just in costume as some obscure character.
Exactly. I'm in New York City. I could have a car dealership tattooed on my forehead and I'd fit right in.
Let's do it.
Rich Ford. What?
You know, there's actually people out there that do that.
No, I know. It's stupid. There's no way.
Hashtag Team Dex. Thank you. Go ahead. If, you know, just looking for that sponsor.
Yeah, but nobody sponsored. They're just writing in hashtags.
Our own jobs didn't even sponsor us. We paid our own way.
How great would that
stop
be if I got all paid,
dude? I would
all expensive
surprised.
Paid.
Be so
I'm,
mad.
I'm in the pimp the penthouse. Excuse me.
Yes. Oh, that's why you can't go. That's why you can't go. Feels good to be back on top.
So this has kind of turned into a new conversation because we have Starmie members chiming in about times that their spouses like went on quote work trips without them. So yeah. Good on you, Dex.
Oh,
you're being
Starmie.
A good husband.
Yeah,
according
you know
to the Starmie, you're doing
you
right.
Really are, Dex. I'm proud of you. I think you deserve extra kudos. And you know what? I'm going to bring you something back as a gift.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's cool.
Steve-O, let's bring him back something for real.
Okay.
We'll each bring back a little it won't be anything big. I'll just get you a 7, maybe a 7 plus.
Okay.
Steve-O can...
What?
Whatever he can afford, he'll bring you...
Make sure it's, you know, from New York, though.
Probably a trinket.
Don't buy me a 7 plus from the
I'm
going to
get you
airport.
My Metro card.
No.
Metro card?
That's a bad gift. I know what he's talking about.
It's when you're here, when you're in the subway. I still keep mine with me.
Just looking for those sponsorships. I'm just refreshing.
Uh-oh, where's
right
my
now?
Wallet?
Oh, somebody says, Teo, please be the Green Ranger for Halloween. Okay. If someone would like to sponsor me so I can get a really cool costume.
I think I'm going to go for real as Trent from Daria. Just shave the little soul patch and just kind of
grow your hair out just a smidge.
Yeah.
Well, I guess now you just need to cut it like one certain way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just be Trent.
Guys, we can't go to break until I get a sponsorship here.
Oh, so, my gosh. Stop it right now. It's not happening.
It's going to be great. It's, you know, airfare is real cheap right now.
Stop.
Cheap. And, you know, I don't need to eat a whole lot. I'm not actually eating a whole lot these days.
Okay.
I can have hot dogs.
I'm not happy.
How much is a hot dog on one of those little...
Actually, one thing I will say about New York City is food is not super expensive. I think people assume that food is just outrageous.
Oh, and it's outrageous.
I was surprised that everywhere we went, it was comparable to what you would pay here in Albuquerque. The difference, the real difference, is real estate. Like our friends that we stay with, they have this awesome apartment. But I mean, it's like the size of my... living room and kitchen area.
Yeah.
Like seriously. And it's like 3 times my mortgage, you know, because it's Brooklyn, it's New York. And
Brooklyn.
So, you know, you're like, well, okay, come on. How much can it really be? You know, this little like broom closet apartment, it's like $2,700 a month for that. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
No, my gosh.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? So
no, my gosh.
That's where the like real expense comes in is real estate.
Someone said, I think Becca and Dex in the Morning has a ring to it.
Okay. And
let me guess
somebody
who typed that in.
Is probably Becca.
Gosh.
Dex must have an impressive resume because he got a job talking and he can't talk.
Amen.
Thank you.
People are on
you.
You're
right. You're right.
Oh, wait. You know what? I'm willing to bet that's actually Adam.
Oh, you think that's Adam?
Yeah, because like the used big words earlier, like dichotomy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Hmm.
That's totally Adam! Sorry.
That was loud.
I just got excited because I'm like, somebody other than Becca just recommended Becca.
Here's somebody. I went to California
What does that mean if he's trying to get rid of her?
I went to California to try the film industry for a couple of months with my wife's encouragement. I'm now getting a divorce.
Whoa!
She says I abandoned her.
That got serious.
Don't
fast.
Go, Dex.
Okay.
Couple of months. So you moved to California without your wife for a couple months so you could try to get a gig in the film industry, and your wife is now divorcing you. Well, all right.
She
guys.
Just bailed?
You're right. Maybe I should stay home.
People are sending in resumes to like totally help you do the morning show while we're gone.
Well, oddly enough,
that's
we actually need help around here, so this could be good.
CalvaryABQ.org/jobs. We're really looking for part-time help here.
Yeah.
Need a producer. We need a possible on-air show. We need help, guys.
All right, we got to take a break. It's Friday. We're almost out of here. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Musicians, writers, and others are being honored for artistic excellence that helps define American culture. Winners include Motown founder Berry Gordy, Mel Brooks, and actress and singer Audra McDonald. You were on your way. The National Humanities Medals presented to a number of authors and poets and a chef, Jose Andres.
Vegetables, fruits, nuts, they are sexy.
Yes, they are.
He's being honored for shaping American culture through his innovative techniques in the kitchen.
The MacArthur Foundation has announced this year's so-called Genius Awards.
Playwright Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, composer Julia Wolf, and writer Maggie Nelson, who lives just blocks from another winner, Los Angeles cultural historian Josh Kuhn, a USC professor whose work centers on how culture connects communities.
Puerto Rico says power is slowly being restored nearly 24 hours after a sudden blackout swept across the island. Nearly everyone lost power.
Yahoo's confirm a massive data breach, potentially exposing some 200 million user accounts.
Falls are the leading cause of injuries among Americans 65 and older.
Chimpanzee sanctuaries around the country are gearing up for a population explosion. They'll have to find room for hundreds of retired chimps from private laboratories. The use of chimps as a substitute for humans in laboratory experiments has declined dramatically now that the government has stopped supporting those experiments.
Good. Poor little chimpanzees.
I wonder what their 401k is like.
They have a really good plan.
Maybe we should apply to them.
It is 9:38.
Wow. High today of 77 degrees.
Take a look at traffic. Sao do Norte East at 2nd Street Northwest. There is an accident. Looks like traffic is moving on Paseo around the accident, but at a slower pace than you probably want it to. Also an accident, Alameda Boulevard East at Rio Grande Boulevard. Let's see. Those are the only accidents popping up on my map. Have a good commute. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 Live is our text live line number. Feel free to shoot us a text anytime.
Just any old time.
Just a reminder, big debate on Monday morning. Gumby Ben.
Itch!
Huge. So stoked it's Friday, guys.
Me too!
No, big weekend.
Huge.
Of doing nothing.
Yeah. Oh, you guys.
You have a barbecue to go to tomorrow.
Great. Okay. Wait.
I thought there was nothing.
Pause. Okay. Dexter, I'm going to point to this in the coming days, weeks, months, and years as an example for whenever you get upset that you're not invited to barbecues or hang sessions. You always forget anyways.
No, I don't.
We are barbecuing tomorrow.
It's on my calendar, guys.
Ugh.
Is it on my calendar?
You forgot.
I didn't forget.
You completely forgot.
No, I didn't. I was talking to Lauren about it yesterday.
I will say this, though.
It's not on my calendar.
As a solid, loving Christian friend, it should never stop us from inviting those people to our barbecue.
Don't stop.
I just lumped you in with those people. Because you are.
What time is the party?
Those people. Starts at 1.
You are failing.
You know what?
Kind of mad at you right now.
I might make an appearance.
Oh,
guys.
Woo! Can you? By the way, Teo, can I ride with you?
Yeah, you can. Can you run it by Buck Aaron? Make sure you can go.
Yeah, I probably need to do that. We might have another reunion party to go to.
I heard there were so many people at that last one.
It was sold out, guys. There were so many people.
I'm glad you made it.
I'm still recovering from last Sunday. It was just so crazy.
Well, when you go hard in the paint, you're gonna walk away with some fumes in your nose.
Your best friend Stephen Christian was there.
Gosh, it's so nice.
Party. He was there for 5 minutes and then he left.
Man.
Thanks, Stephen.
Stephen.
He's just a very professional guy. Get off his back, bro.
He kicks off his new show this weekend.
Oh, I know.
He's got a new show this
weekend? I've listened to every one of them.
He's been practicing all week preparing for this big weekend. Yeah. He starts on Star 88 this weekend.
That's just, beautiful.
Because he's here. He does worship all weekend long. And so it made sense to be able to, if he's on campus already, just come hang out. A little bit. Make sure the music, you get your music in there, you do that, you know. Come on!
He wants to be a DJ.
He does.
And he's fulfilling that dream this Saturday.
You know, we need to call him. I'm going to call him.
Call him.
Here's why. We are kicking off a new Stephen Christian show.
I believe his name is pronounced Stephanie.
Does he have any experience?
Well, He did the morning show with me. Before
no, really isn't
Meeshers.
I wouldn't qualify that as experience.
Yeah, I mean. Oh, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Stefan.
Yeah, who is this?
Okay, first of all,
it's your buddy Teo. You remember we're best friends?
Okay, no. I dialed your number from memory because
it's your friend.
We are real
spent
life
5 minutes with besties. At my reunion.
No,
party.
No.
Okay,
he knows me, Steven.
Who's this?
You looked great last night in your house.
Okay, you know what?
Okay,
Stefan.
Yes,
I called you because I am your real friend, and you have to talk to us. You're starting your new show this weekend on Star 88. Are you excited?
I am. It's going to be great. It's going to be. I'm going to call it the afternoon show.
The afternoon show.
Yep.
That's what it's
I'm
called.
I'm pumped for you, man. Way back in the day, even before it was Steve-O and Mitch in the morning, this Joker came out here for a month and we did the morning show.
No.
Even
we
Stevens.
Did.
It was great.
Is that what you guys called it?
And, Stevens? I don't even know what we called it. I don't even remember.
Until Disney made you stop.
Steven and Steven.
Yeah,
remember.
That would have been great.
Yeah. So.
Sounds like an 80s sitcom.
This week
Steven
I was.
They are best friends until Theo came along and Steven became Theo's best friend and now they're best friends.
I'm sorry, man. I'm so sorry. Gets weird. So
yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday from 2 to 6.
What kind of features do you have?
Okay.
I have great features. I have a large chin and a big Adam's apple.
Yeah, that's true.
What kind of features do you have on your afternoon show? This is very important.
No, that was quick wit right there, so I'm telling you. I mean, you can expect more of that.
I want to know what your experience is.
I'll tell you one of his features. He sounds super excited in every break.
I told you guys, his experience is doing the morning show with me. I mean, come on.
Do you know how to spin a CD?
Yeah, I spin CDs. That's exactly what the people want to hear.
We're not here. I mean, hey, I'm the program director. This was my call.
Hey, I just want to make sure
show.
He doesn't start the
He's got a show.
Fire.
That's not what we're here to talk about, man. So I had a chance to help you, you know, get your radio start. So I'm very excited for you.
Are you jogging?
On the flip side, we need some help. We got a barbecue this weekend, and the time, it's just like a set between 7 to 9 hours. I mean, it's a long barbecue. You are the king of drop-ins, okay? I'm trying to remember I don't know anyone in my life greater than you when it comes to, like, making an appearance, if you will. Whether it's, like, barbecue, hey, we're doing this thing for Monday Night Football,
Fucking
man, we got this
reunion.
Thing, whatever it is. You're the king of, like, showing up, making it known that you're there, and then all of a sudden, 20 minutes later, going, wait, did he? Where is he? So...
Yeah, I just did that this past Sunday, man. I hung out with Dex for about an hour and a half. Then I went over to your house for like two and a half
hours. An hour and a half?
I'm just saying.
So you were there for 5 minutes.
I was there before you were there, like by half an hour. Like, where are you at?
Dang, dude.
You were hanging at 3. I was there at like 1:45.
You know what's funny about it is the people inside thought that he was a homeless guy trying to come in.
No, stop it.
No,
that's not true. That's not
Steven.
True. No, that's true. That's
actually true.
Wow. So, okay.
I had to reassess my outfit at that point. I was like, what am I wearing to give off the vibe I'm here to steal?
Well, was it your like holy David Bowie shirt?
When you show up looking like Judd Nelson from The Breakfast Club, people aren't going to be too inclined to let you in.
Okay, here's the thing. Two things. First of all, a Starmy member just chimed in with the name of your weekend shift, and I feel like you need to go with it. It's called Amber Noons with Steven.
Oh my gosh. That is wonderful.
Man. I like it.
I'm a fan. I would be a fan, Berlin, of that. We need your help. How do you drop in and, you know, make yourself known? Like, how do you do this? Because as Christians, you know, we want to be supportive of our friends, but we can't be at everything. We all got kids. We have a life. It's difficult.
Yeah.
How do you do this? You are the king. Teach us, oh wise one.
Okay. Here's the two steps. It's always forewarn. You try to forewarn. Hey, man, I don't have a lot of time that day. You know, say, or I'm going over here, but I can hang. I'm going to stop by or I'm going to swing by. So you forewarn so it's not weird when you do my catchphrase, if you will, of life. It's called ghosting. And so basically you just leave.
That's nice.
Like,
so you don't say bye?
It's called ghosting.
Bye.
It's an actual thing.
Okay.
Joey Milligan is the king of it.
Yeah.
He taught me well. He was just, or the guitarist for Amberlin, he would just literally leave, and no one would know where he is for like a day.
Dude.
So it was great.
That's
so
legit.
It's fun, man. You can, and you get a, you know.
It's not rude.
You get around. You get to hang out with people and strike up great conversations. And
it provides a little mystery. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, okay. I like that. I think I might try that this week.
A little bit of mystery. There you go.
All right, I'm going to try it. Yeah. I'm going to try it.
Well, here's the truth, too.
It's a full life. It's a full life.
When you're as popular as, you know, the Morning Invasion, or, say, a Stephen Christian here, trying to say goodbye at a party takes 3 hours because everybody says bye. Everybody wants a hug. Everybody's like, cool, man. It was really good talking to you. Let's recap the last 20 minutes of the party. Remember that? How that was so funny. And so he's got – that's a solid point. That's why we always
– No, you can Google it. It's called ghosting.
I love it.
You literally ghost. It's a technique.
Yeah. I found Ghost Ride the Whip. Is that the same thing?
That's not the same thing. Chrissy
– Seems dangerous.
Sort of. Right.
At barbecues, Chrissy will give me the, hey, man, I want to try and leave by this time period so I know, like, an hour before we're leaving, I will start saying bye to people because I talk. So
that's very true. I mean, I see that. That's your job and career, and you're good at it. So,
but what's difficult about that is if you say bye, the first person you say bye to, knowing you're probably still going to be there for an hour, if they see you again, they go, "I thought you left." So this ghosting thing, man, it's gaining traction in my life. I like it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. See, also, you know, ghost riding the whip is another way of saying that, you know. But also, if you don't take a shower and you go to the party, you're riding dirty.
Neato.
Riding dirty.
Hey, Steven, are you riding an animal right now?
I am not.
Is it Lasagna the cat? No.
What are you doing?
It is not Lasagna.
What are you doing right
now? I'm just standing outside my front yard.
It just really sounds like you're on
just
one of the
staring
trails.
Into the abyss of glory.
Pretty sure I heard a meow back there.
It's amazing.
That was not a meow.
Dude.
There are no meows around me.
So excited for your new show. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be fun, you know? And that's about it, man. And then I'm going to see you guys at CrossFit. I'm not going to throw a plug out there, but, you know.
Are you going to be there today?
He's going to be there today.
He said he's coming.
Woo! Yeah, yes, 11:30, man.
So, what are the times again for your afternoon show?
It's 2 to 6.
Oh, 2 to 6.
2 to 6. Yeah,
Saturday and Sunday.
Okay,
Saturday, I love all. It'll be fun, man.
Sounds great.
Can't wait, dude. Can't wait. I will be listening.
Can't hardly wait.
I might even stop in.
I hope you guys stop in.
I will.
I hope everybody but Dex stops in.
Okay.
Wow. Thanks. Thanks, Stefan.
Oh man.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right, guys. Have a good morning.
See you later.
Right.
Bye.
Later, buddy.
All right. Bye.
Stephen Christian gets a radio. What? Whoa. What?
That's his outro music.
Oh. It was so good because it was so fast. Okay, so something happening on social media right now. Have you guys seen it? It's the pick your three.
Yeah, you were
and
telling
so
me about this.
You pick three celebrities or characters or whatever that reflect your personality. So I posted mine this morning. If you don't follow me on Instagram, it's @AlottaMateo. You have to figure out the spelling because it's kind of confusing. Love for you to follow me on Instagram. But these are my celebrities, okay? And you guys tell me.
Did you change them?
No, I didn't. Oh. Be brutally honest with me.
You've been worried about this.
I have. Because I don't want to come across as, you know, like stupid or something.
I made a note for my three.
Okay.
And I wanted
and I want you to pick your three right now, Dex. Because this is what's going on right now.
Okay.
Okay. So my first one that I put was Seth Cohen from The OC.
Never seen it.
See, my first thought was, oh, well, that's one of my favorite people in the world. But you're a lot like him as far as comic books.
Comics and a little kind of awkward, quirky at times.
So you know what? I'm okay with that.
Okay. Second, Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell, my hero.
You do look a little like Zach Morris.
Not even in the looks department. It's like I tried to adopt his charming, suave personality.
Well, I don't know.
I think I got some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, when I was a kid, I took a fake plastic cell phone to school and pretend like I was Zach Morris.
Pretty cool.
Thanks. My third one, though, and this is the most reflective of my personality.
Perfect.
If you really know me, is Toby the Turtle from Disney's Robin Hood.
What if you've never seen it?
Spiders, snakes, and lizard heads. If I tattletale, I'll die till I'm dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's scared of everything. And he has to hide in his shell, and he's got glasses. And he's very sweet. Plus, I like turtles. So, it's me. Steve-O?
Yeah.
Who are your three?
Okay.
I wrote them down because I'm like, I don't know, man. I get, there's too much pressure when it comes to anything social media. And apparently this thing's taking off right now. So everyone, if you don't know what we're talking about, literally open up your Facebook page or Instagram or anything.
So
because
is it looks and personality?
I don't know. What are the qualifications?
The thing that
what
I
is
saw,
it?
It said it they
most reflect,
you? Yeah, they reflect you. Huh.
Okay. These are the first three that came to mind that I wrote down. Great. Number one. Ted Theodore Logan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, it only makes sense. Number two, Brody from Mallrats. That would be Jason Lee's character. Super comic book nerd. Thinks he's really cool.
Absolutely.
Not really cool. Kind of a nerd and totally ruins everything, but I love him. Number three, probably because I have a dope goatee, Tony Stark.
I see all of
those. All right.
Yes. Cool. I'm not a billionaire playboy philanthropist genius, but
you got that snark, that Stark snark.
I do.
You got that.
So the, I mean, those were the first three, but then I was like, ooh, but what about Michelangelo from Ninja Turtles? What about I started overthinking it. Those were the first three that came to my mind.
Okay.
Dexter,
first one is Ferris Bueller.
What?
Why?
Definitely Ferris Bueller.
How?
What do you mean why?
Tell me how he reflects your personality.
Because
you don't like coming to work.
I don't like coming to work. I did school all the time.
What?
When's the last time?
I know the Sausage King of Albuquerque.
Wait, who is that?
His name is Joe, and he's the Sausage King of Albuquerque. I'm basically Ferris Bueller.
That is...
Second person.
What?
Okay.
Sylvester Stallone. I can't talk very well.
Well, I will say your haunches look just like
I have really big muscles.
Okay.
Okay. My third one, gosh, this is a tough one because I was kind of I was tossing around Ryan Reynolds and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What?
But
why?
What do you mean why?
Exactly what I said. Why?
Well, some would say I'm really funny like Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
But I'm very European.
You're very articulate.
I'm very
like
European
Arnold
like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'm going to go with Ryan Reynolds.
See, these are the first three that came to my mind for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I wrote down Joe Rogan.
No.
Yeah, no, yeah, like from UFC. Because you turn red when you yell.
No, I don't.
You guys are balding.
I do.
And you guys have the same build. Number two, Jack Black from School of Rock.
No. No, 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 no.
Because you're
no,
kind of like, ah, no, kind of crazy.
No.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, similar features.
Overweight.
I wasn't going to say it.
Okay.
And number three, a sloth from the Goonies.
Okay. Steve-O, that's mean.
Grab my wrist.
Those are really the three. Grab his wrist.
Grab my wrist.
Okay, fine.
Ah! Yeah! Oh, there's so much blood!
Oh,
wow, I think you're going to have
to... You really hit me.
You need to add Jean-Claude Van Damme from Bloodsport.
No, he's more Steven Seagal. Man, oh, Steven Seagal. I think you broke my arm. We're going to the gym today, you dummy.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I give you my pick three?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, for Dex. Ready?
Okay. All right.
And this is for real. Jack Black.
Ugh.
Because you have an understated comedy that is hilarious.
Okay. Yeah.
But people really have to pay attention.
That's very true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't always go for the funny, like, and Jack Black kind of does that too. Okay, number two, Dana White.
The president of the UFC?
You remind me of him.
What?
You really do?
Come on.
Yeah, you remind me more of him than you do Joe Rogan.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
Right. Okay.
And finally, Casey Kasem.
He's dead.
He's very dead. But you still reminded me. Your voice is comforting.
No.
You're a radio person.
Okay.
So funny.
Casey Kasem.
By the way, our girl Becca just chimed in and said, it's fictional characters, fellas. Yeah, mine were all fictional characters.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah. Dana White is fictionally the president. Jack Black is fictionally that guy.
I don't like this game.
Casey Kasem is
great.
Dead.
This game's great.
It's a dumb game.
He's fictionally
alive. I'll tell you right now, Teo, I think, at least one, like immediately, Zach Morris.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah, man. Zach Morris.
Time out.
It feels good.
Time in.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Man. You have a way of doing that. It's just crazy.
You're not even supposed to know what I'm doing.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Somebody, Live Line just blew up with that one. Sloth from Goonies is perfect, someone okay. said.
Hang That's up, mean. Uh-huh. Dex, look at me.
You Artesia like chimed sloth. In and Says said that. Jack Black four times for Détat. Mm-hmm.
Somebody said white Tyrese Gibson.
Thank you. Talking about me, right?
Yeah.
Somebody said blue for Dex.
Okay, that's enough.
Someone else said Homer Simpson should be one for Dex.
Oh, that okay, that's solid.
Homer Simpson,
he's
really?
Hilarious.
Okay.
Your physical comedy is top notch. I'm just saying.
We're done.
Starmy, if you'd like to chime in with who you think our fictional celebrity people should be for our Instagrams, I think I'm sticking with Ted Theodore Logan, Brody, and Tony Stark. I feel like that's a pretty good
Brody.
One. Brody.
All right, we're done today. We've got a podcast. Hit it up. Morning Invasion at iTunes or Google Play.
Hey, you guys! I mean, come on!
At least he didn't say chunk.
I would rather have Chunk.
What? Then you would have to do the Sloth. Shuffle truffle
the
right
The truffle shuffle!
I'm all right
shuffle
with it.
It.
I'm all right
I
with
said it.
It
wrong.
Truffle that shuffle.
Shuffle truffle tuffle. Kerfuffle.
All right. We're done. Have a great weekend. Bye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Guys, I would like you to look into my eyes.
No. Well, it's a podcast, so that's pretty difficult.
I'm all doing right. it. I'm doing it right now.
Now, just look down below my eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
You see how I used to have some bags underneath my eye?
I can see into the past.
The baggage is gone.
They're gone.
Yes.
Wow.
I have lost the bags underneath my eyes, and I would like to give credit to Bear Canyon CrossFit because ever since I started going to the Bear, no bags.
Nice.
No bags. And I think it's because I'm hydrating now.
Yep.
I'm working out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sleeping better because I'm tired.
Truth.
And I feel great. So if you're in that situation where maybe you're overweight, maybe you feel sluggish, maybe you got these horrible bags underneath your eyes, Bear Canyon CrossFit. I'm telling you. Changed my life, guys.